I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
And welcome to Chocolate City Radio, Turn It Up Tuesdays, and I'm already turned up. Tonight is going to be crazy. I see Ashton already on the line. I see Big Tone already on the line. Topic tonight is, would you rather fuck someone with experience or someone you have to teach? And this topic came up from a conversation I was having with a friend of mine, and he was asking me some advice and stuff, and I was just like, would somebody rather have somebody that just gonna, that's experienced, just gonna get them a business, or somebody you gotta sit there and teach them how to do all the things you want them to do, and it's not even a guarantee that this person is gonna be your significant other or whatever. So it kind of, like, tripped me out. And I was like, this is what the topic of the show is going to be tonight. So that's what I did. So normally on Sunday night we have a show where we just play music. But last Sunday we took it to another level. And I swear, in the words of Tone, some people work overtime to pay child support. I work overtime to trick. Wow. Then we had Big Head on the line, and I swear, it just went from one extreme to the other. Gotta love these guys, like, for real. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Ashton on, and then I'm going to bring Tone on. And then after we talk for a little bit, I gotta play Fucking Problem by 2 Chainz, Kendrick Lamar, and Drake. Because I like that song. I only like one part on that song, and that's Kendrick Lamar. He's like, girl, you know you want this dick. And I was like, that's my favorite part. And then I told my daughter tonight I was going to be like, fishay, fishay. I love that commercial from McDonald's. So y'all have to excuse me for being silly tonight. Hey, Ashton. Hey, Tom.
Hey, lady. How you doing?
Fishay, fishay.
Hello, good evening, ladies. What's going on?
Nothing. Man, I'm telling you, I've had, like, one of the craziest conversations today. I was told that someone could fuck circles around me. Then I was told that they like to mess with my mind, ask me questions and stuff like that. But what people don't understand is I play your game with you. You know what I mean? I answer your questions and allow you to believe whatever it is you want to believe, and then I will allow you to believe that I'm believing the bullshit that you told me. So at the end of the day, we're all playing games, but at the end of the day, do I really care about the game you're playing? No, because games are not good. I have a PlayStation that I've never played before. So, no. So how you guys doing?
I'm doing okay. Had a pretty long day and almost forgot that there was a show tonight, but glad I made it through to talk about this ridiculous topic about how somebody would actually want you to teach for someone else.
Oh, my goodness.
Not for free.
But my thing is, I'm not going to teach you for me. If you can't come to the table already officially sexually experienced, you're about to have a rude awakening. You're about to have some hurt feelings. Because from point of penetration, if you're not handling your business in the first 10 minutes, and I'm stressing 10 minutes, really it's 5 minutes, your ass is gone. I'm sorry. Chica is just too sensitive. Chica has been hungry for a long time, and she don't have time for people to be like Stella trying to find their groove and get their stroke back.
Well, I know it's a little different for a woman that a man has to know what he's doing. But like you said, with Chica and Tweeka and JJ and Vevey, you got to know how to handle it. You know what I'm saying? For guys, I mean, I think the only thing we'll be more concerned about is that shorty know how to get head or not. And there's a lot of chicks out there who are grown, or we say they're grown, and don't know how to give good fellatio. But sometimes you got to let a chick know, like, nah, man, I don't do it like that. Do it like this. You know, put a little more spit on it. Get it real wet. You know what I'm saying? You know, the pussy is the pussy. You know, either the pussy going to be tight and wet, or the pussy going to be loose and dry. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you really can't teach experience on pussy. I mean, you could teach her a position, you know, maybe put in a position she ain't never been in or something like that. But I think a lot of guys' main concern is how good shorty head game is.
Okay, so, let me ask you this. Would you rather be an experienced head giver or a young chick you can mold to suck you to how you want it to be?
I think a young broad where I can mold her into the perfect dick sucker, because I know the way that I like head given to me, I'm sure there's a lot of other guys that would enjoy head the same way. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sure I'll be a good teacher to a young broad to let her know how to give head the right way. So she can thank me 10 years later when she gets married to some dude.
Oh, Lord. Ashton?
I cannot do the teaching. And if I have to do the teaching, it can't be someone who's stubborn and doesn't want to learn anything or thinks he knows everything. So, I mean, I really don't have the patience or the tolerance, period. So I really couldn't do it. And if I had to do it, it would have to be with a fast, super, super fast learner.
But
see, that's what I'm saying. As a woman, I'm pretty sure most women like experienced men, whereas most men don't really mind if shorty's experienced or not. So that's what I'm saying. It's going to be a difference if you ask a lot of women.
I don't know, because I know some men who feel the way I feel. So it's to each his own, because I know some men who feel like they don't want to teach nobody nothing. They want somebody who knows what they're doing already. And there's probably some women out there who want somebody, who want a man that's inexperienced, who wants to learn and grow with them. So it depends on,
But I've noticed that even if a woman could be experienced, I mean, a woman could be a super grown-ass woman, but I know I like certain things a certain way. So, yeah, you might be experienced, but who's not saying I don't like your technique? You know what I'm saying? It's not even about being experienced. Sometimes I might not like the way you do it. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
And probably because men want to just be dominant. They want somebody that they can teach just so they can be, you know, dominant in a situation.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I feel once you reach a certain age, you need to know how to do shit anyway.
Not really, because some people, you know, don't lose their virginity until their 20s, 30s, 40s. So
most people in my circle, by the time you come approaching me, you have better be sexually experienced, not sexually challenged, but sexually experienced. I need you to be the fuck half of the world, get ready for me.
Yeah, I haven't met anybody who was a virgin over the age of 20. So,
you know what? I don't think I would even want to mess with somebody that was a virgin at 30 and 40, because then, like, you give them some and they ain't never had none before. Ain't no telling how they might act. They might be crazy. They might be clingy. They might be, like, one of the crazy motherfuckers. You just like, oh, no. You know what I mean?
They could be hiding out on the side of your mailbox and shit.
Yeah. Then they might have, like, a little pet kit, you know, like a little puppy. He wanting to hunt your leg. He wanting to hunt you all the time. And, oh, God. No.
Or you may have opened the floodgates, and he's saying, oh, this is what a woman of her stature can do. Well, what can this woman do? What can that woman do? What can this one do? And it might be all over the place. You might have opened the floodgates.
Don't create a monster and shit.
Uh-huh. Everybody's different. I know plenty of virgins, and they're over 20.
I had one, but they didn't tell. One I knew was a virgin, and then another person didn't tell me until after he was grown. And I was like, wow, I couldn't even tell the difference. But that first person, oh, my God. And I was 16, and I was like, oh, my God. At the age of 16, I didn't have the face. I'm sorry. But I'm like one of those people that I just wait on something that I feel is worthwhile, but I'm not going to wait on somebody that I just like the turtle or the tortoise or whatever from, you know, the rabbit and the turtle, whatever. I can't see myself being in a situation where I'm with somebody that's just, like, straight, slow rolling, like, months. And, like, I'm not about to wait for 90 days to smash a homie. I can't do that. And I can't see myself being with a dude that is like all in because of things he got going on. Like, yo, when you come to me, you just better know that if I'm attracted to you and you attracted to me, or if I'm just attracted to you, when I feel like it's ready, it's going down. And then if not, then I'm going to have to do something. Is that right?
No.
I mean, I'm one of the women, I want what I want, when I want it, how I want it, and if I want it right now, damn it, I want it right now.
Well, listen, but you at that age, I mean, I think personally, anybody over 30 years old, think of it like this. If you're dealing with somebody over 35, let's just say 35, okay? If you're dealing with somebody over 35 and you still got to teach them a certain way how to do things, then that's a problem. Because if you ain't learned shit, usually you learn yourself and you learn how to please other people through your 20s. So by the time you get to that age, you know what a woman likes. You know what she, you know the places where to touch her and this and that. You know, most women hot spots are usually all the same. I mean, you got some who are a little different. But most women, you hit them on the side of the neck. You know, you hit them on the thigh, a little on the, in the thigh. You know what I'm saying? Back of the ear.
Oh, hell no. Nah. Y'all ain't none of my hot spots. I'm different. You try that shit if you want, I'm going to punch you in your damn face.
See, why you got to be so brutal? That's what I'm saying. That's because your ass is too rugged. That's why you like punching niggas in the face and shit.
Nah, because a lot of women are different when it comes to their hot spot. You know what I'm saying? I only have one hot spot. I don't like the neck shit. I don't like you being in my ear. I don't even like you whispering in my ear. So it's like any person that comes in my ear or my neck, I'm going to like cringe. And it's just a reflex to slap you because I just can't stand that. You know what I mean? The inside of the thigh, nah. Eating the box, not really. You hit that one hot spot, it's like I get lightheaded and, oh, my gosh, like, come here, boy.
Talk about the floodgates being open, right?
Yeah. Yes. The floodgates, the ecstasy, I mean, everything. Just off that one hot spot.
Most women I've dealt with, I know once I start kissing around that neck area on the shoulder and all that, you usually start getting a little hotter. Windows start fogging up, you know?
Oh, they be in your car?
usually most times when you on a date, it starts in the whip. And it might end up somewhere where it's vacancy or in either person's apartment.
Okay, now let me ask you this. How many hotels have you paid for? Because I never hear you taking a chick to a telly. I just hear about the car action.
I've been to plenty of hotels. I can't remember how many hotel sessions I've had, but it's been more than 10 hotel sessions that I've had, you know, over my time. Know who I am and who I be.
You already sounding cheap. It's been more than 10 in my time. How old are you?
Me, I'm 36.
When did you start?
When did I start?
Yeah.
My first hotel experience came around the age of 23. Mm. Was my first hotel experience.
It just sounds like you're trying to get away from the hotel. It sounds like you just get away from the hotel.
Hey, listen. Sometimes you gotta go to a hotel. Sometimes.
I mean, most of the time, and actually correct me if I'm wrong, your car is more action than the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, but sometimes the hotel system is real nice, though. Especially if you get a jacuzzi or something.
So is that in the 4 hours for court, or is this somewhere else?
What happened?
Is it at a 4 hours for $40 hotel, or is it somewhere else?
I can't bear it. I heard some feedback or something.
I said, is that the hotel that's 4 hours for $40, or is it somewhere else with the jacuzzi?
Well, most hotels is usually 4 or 5 hours for like $60, and you get the same amount of time with a jacuzzi, but it'll be a little bit more. Like, there's a particular hotel that I go to that's good, and for a jacuzzi for 5 hours is like $80. And if you want a regular 5 hour stay, it's like $60, $65. You got some spots you go for like 2 hours for like $30 or something like that.
Okay, let me ask you this. What's the most you're going to spend for a hotel overnight?
The most I spent for a hotel overnight? I mean, I spent it. You know, I spent up to maybe like $150 overnight for a hotel. I mean, it depends on the female. This all goes back to what I was saying the other night about the sophisticated and the ratchetness. If it's a shorty that's sophisticated, that's somebody that I like, that I won't mind spending time with, I don't mind spending the money with, it really be price. It's price. I wouldn't be able to spend enough. I'll go to Marriott and spend $250 for the night. But if it's just a little jump off, and you know you can't take all the jump offs to your crib, the chicks is crazy. You know what I'm saying? You give them a good poppy dick, and they don't know how to act. You know what I'm saying? Shorty's hanging out on the other rooftop watching you everywhere about. You know what I'm saying? So you can't bring every shorty back to the crib. And sometimes in the car, you know, it's a little awkward, you know what I'm saying, to do certain things. So, you know, if it's a little jump off, quick little ratchet joint, yeah, you take it to a little two, three-hour spot. Get shit popping and, you know, drop her off or something, you know? But, I mean, I spend some nice time. I spend money in some nice hotels, you know. I ain't never say I was a cheap dude. I ain't never say I'm a dude that I don't be spending no bread like that. You know what I'm saying? It's all about how you spend it, who you spend it on. It's all about logistics. It's all logistics.
All logistics.
All logistics.
Interesting. Very interesting. All about
Well, how many callers do you have willing to answer this question? Do they want someone experienced or someone they can teach?
I'm about to blast again. Let's see here. Oh, while I'm blasting, I got to play my song. Fucking problem. Oh my goodness. I don't know why I was so much. I'm just a pervert. Okay, so here is my song, Fucking Problem.
That's my joint, too. That's one of my top five of the year so far.
Really? Maybe.
I'm not surprised.
Maybe if you meet the right sophisticated ratchet chick, she'll let you take her to the window and you can play this song while you fucking her.
Shit.
Have a fucking ball. I love bad bitches, I'm a fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
You're finding somebody real, that's your fucking problem. Bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve. Oh, I know you love it when this beat is on. Make you think about all of the niggas you've been leading on. Make me think about all of the rappers I've been beating on. Got a feeling that's the same dudes that we speaking on. Oh, word, ain't heard my album, who you sleeping on? You should print the lyrics out and have a fucking read along. Ain't a fucking sing along unless you brought the weed alone. And just, okay, and just drop down and get your eagle on. Or we can stay up at the stars and put the Beatles on. All the shit you talking about is not up for discussion. I will pay to make it bigger. I don't pay for no reduction. If it's coming from a nigga, I don't know that I don't trust it. If you coming from my head, then motherfucker, get the bustin'. Yes, Lord, I don't really say this often, but this long dick nigga ain't for the long talking, not me.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
You're finding somebody real, it's your fucking problem. Bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve. Yeah, hold it, the finale. My pep talk turned into a pep rally. Say she from the hood, but she live inside the valley. Now I'm vacated in Atlanta, then she going back to Cali. Got your girl on my line, world on my line. The irony, I fuck them at the same damn time. She eyeing me like a nigga don't exist. Girl, I know you want this dick. Girl, I'm Kendrick Lamar, a.k.a. Benz is to me just a car. That mean your friends is CB up too far. See my standards are pampered by threesomes tomorrow. Kill them all, dead bodies in the hallway. Don't get involved, listen what the crystal ball say. Holla, Barry, holla, do ya? Holla back, I'll do ya.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
You're finding somebody real, it's your fucking problem. Bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve.
Yeah. baby, you hot. And I'm don't you, I beat that cat. Animal cruelty, I'm calling in your man. He should be your ex. I know that every back like the same bitch you catch. Right, right, right. And all you hear is what's my name is yo. Sweet tooth and roll to me. It's all what you eat. I'm so, so, I'm taking home. And I put it in post. We do it till we both exhausted. Twin pipes, pillow under her stomach. The other pillow she bite. Would you like anything? Cause I'll do anything you like. I make her freeze up. Pick her knees up. She want a maid. Watch me clean up. I know where to put it. I put it in her life. I leave that room flow. Open like life.
Pop that thing, cash, pop that thing, cash, pop.
owned by Meal Ticket. It is.
Did you have Meal Ticket on your show recently?
I had one a couple months ago, and he was at an event in Atlanta, and he had Tony Mill near him, and Tony came on and made my ass speechless. And the only reason why Tony had me speechless is because I have so much respect for him being the owner and the founder of the Core DJs, one of the largest DJ coalitions out there, that it just shocked me. And I was just like, oh, okay, you know, I'm going to have to get Tony back in person. Getting him on Twitter talking shit and getting him on the radio show just ain't good enough.
Well, get to it, lady.
Easier said than done. Tony is a hard, hard man. But I think I'm going to meet Mill Ticket this weekend because he's going to be at CIAA. And, oh, yes. Okay, now, CIAA is coming up Friday. Well, it actually started yesterday. And it's a week-long basketball tournament. And the championship game is on Saturday. But tradition has been Friday, Saturday, that's when all the big, big parties happen, right? So I am going down on Friday morning, and I'm going to check into my hotel, and Friday is going to be my fuck-off day. So that means I'm going to go to parties, get drunk, whatever it is I'm going to do, right? Saturday, Big D from ATKT is going to be down with his artist, and our whole team is going to be together, and I'm covering an event, a showcase from 4:30 to 8:30. And it's sponsored by Jim Beam, Hooters, a clothing line, Love Truth Clothing or something like that. It's going to be on there. I'm sponsoring, and they're located in Los Angeles. And basically, you remember when I had the show called Artist Step Your Game Up for those two nights, that Tuesday and that Friday? Basically, it's more than artists just performing and leaving. He's going to have people there from ASCAP speaking about, you know, what it takes about your spins and everything like that. So it's going to be like, okay, you're performing, but after your performance, then what? Let's go ahead and get you educated. So as you're furthering your career, you know what the hell to do and what not to do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to be covering that. And I'm going to have footage, I'm going to be interviewing people and everything like that. Because Ashton, you know what, tripped me out, and I don't know how I could forget this. We're members of the press. So there are a lot of things that we're able to get into and cover.
Oh, okay. Sounds cool.
So I need to go ahead and print out the credentials and email them to you so you can have your media pass for Chocolate City Radio and Chocolate City Magazine. So, you know, we can cover stories and stuff like that. So Saturday afternoon, that's what I'll be doing. And I'll be at different day parties. Oh, excuse me. I had a long night last night. I was Ubering with a special person, and I went to sleep about them. So,
You fell asleep with sticky fingers?
Oh, no sticky fingers. Just memories of that good Brooklyn dick, does it? Like, all he needs to do is be like Kendrick Lamar, girl, you know you want this dick. And I'm like, yes. Every time I'm in the car and that song comes on, I only say that part and my kids bust out laughing every song, every single time. Okay, now, on Friday, I'm going to be at the day party at Vapano, and Friday night, it's a party at the Phoenix. So I'll be at those events, and then I think it's a club here from where I'm from. They're having an old school party, day party on Friday from 12 to 7. I think I'm going to go to that. You know what I'm saying? So that should be pretty interesting. And then it's like, you know, someone asked me to give them some lessons, but them lessons is not going down. I'm sorry. I'm going to be drunk. I want to go to bed and chill out, you know what I'm saying? Do something like that. But, you know, a lot of people on our BBM is coming to CIAA. And it's like, it's going to be my first year. And my goal is to make an impression that people really be like, oh, my God, Chocolate City Radio, Chalk Mommy, Ashton, and Chocolate City Magazine, I really fuck with them because they really go hard and they're not biased and we're for the little people. I love majors, but I also love my independent artists because they have the hardest time trying to make it. It's not like a lot of signed artists are reaching out to Olive Branch and trying to help them and give them advice. And, you know, it's like everything is all about that mighty dollar. And, you know, I was listening to the old school mix on, you know, like a lot of radio stations at 12 o'clock, they have the throwback mix, you know what I'm saying? And I was listening to Chubb Rock with Just Treat 'Em Right. And basically when he was saying, the day you forget your fans, you'll become homeless and naked. So, out your pen, and you might make a new friend. You know what I'm saying? Just treat them right. And I think a lot of artists have gotten away from that. You know what I'm saying? And that's why, for me, I can never let anybody take over answering my email. I can never let anybody take over my Twitter. I could never sell my Twitter. My Twitter account right now is, if I wanted to sell my Twitter account, I could start out asking $22,000. That's what my Twitter account is worth right now, my Chalk Mommy 03. But why would I do that when I'm so personal with the people that support me? Like when people DM me, I DM them back. When people call my business line, my Google number, I answer it. I talk to them. They're like, oh, my God, this is you really talk to people? Yes, I do. When you text me, I text you back. If you email me, as long as you ain't on no crazy bullshit, I do that. And I always said, for people that fucked with me, I will fuck with them. Because the day you forget your fans is the day that they forget you. And you and your family don't eat no more.
Right.
And also, only you can prank call a deacon.
You know what? Next week, we're going back to prank calls. Like, we are really going in on the prank calls. So motherfuckers you don't like, you need to get their numbers together because we're going to be like, I was laying in the bed and I was thinking about this prank call. I want to actually get some artists and have them freestyle so they can think that they're going to be making the theme song to a fucking DVD. You know what I'm saying?
I have people that I don't like that I do like. I'm merciless when it comes to stuff like that.
See what I'm saying? Your friend ended you in Dick. Get your dick sucked for a week contest and you won. So I just need to ask you, you know, do you like your dick sucked? How about the ball? You ever had your ass licked? How do you feel?
Wow.
So, you know.
I know one thing though, that old school day party you talking about, that might not be a bad party for a shorty to go try to meet her little sugar daddy or something like that.
You know what, Tom? We don't need sugar daddies when we got you when you working overtime for that tricking money.
Oh yeah, you already know, but I'm only one hand though. I can't buy everybody chicken with my overtime money. You know what I'm saying? I just let everybody, you know, there's other guys out there like me who I sold them my book, you know, $59.95, how to handle the hood shit. You know what I'm saying?
You sold your book for $60.
For $60.
Man, he sold it for $30 cash and $30 EBT. I'm taking 7531, you're live on the air. What's up?
What's good, Chuck? It's Greg.
Hi.
What's up?
I was hearing what you were saying about, you know what I'm saying, getting in tune with your fans and your supporters and all that. You're definitely right.
Okay.
I mean, by the way, I kind of missed the broadcast and all that because I was ripping and running. What is, like, tonight about, basically?
Would you like somebody with a spirit to someone you can see?
What happened?
Would you rather fuck somebody with experience or someone you can teach?
It's a little bit of both. Like, with somebody experienced or whatever, just because the experience doesn't really mean like what works for them or what used to work with their previous, you know what I'm saying, relationship could work for you. So even if somebody experienced you, you still gonna have to teach them certain things as well. So I'm kind of like, I don't know, I'm in between with that.
You know what, I think men, they more like give different answers, but for women, it's like, it depends, because, you know, women are natural teachers anyway. Most men
give
their virginity to old women, you know what I'm saying? But for me, when you open up that door and you close that door, you better be experienced, because I don't have time to teach how to walk out. So men always have different answers. I think men just like fucking dumb girls anyway, because they can turn them into their dummy.
I mean, the thing with men is that they gonna take it regardless, you know what I'm saying, whether the pussy's whack or not. At the end of the day, most men just view pussy as just pussy. Like, they don't really care about good pussy, especially in this day and age. Me personally, if that shit is whack, I'm not fucking with it. I'm going to stop you right in the middle of it.
Which Greg is this?
Greg Latour. I'm the artist.
Yeah, Greg. This is Greg Latour.
What's up?
You took a shower lately?
Yeah. Of course.
How is any kind of pussy whack to you, my dude?
How is it whack is like with what I'm working with? Like, a lot of women can take it, and even the women who think they could take it, but really, I don't know. It's like certain women, when they say that they could ride or they could do certain things, whatever, they don't really back. You know what I'm saying, like, really back it up with the actions. And that's why I say it's whack to me.
But I said the same thing earlier with dudes. It's really, you know, pussy's either gonna be tight and wet, or that shit gonna be a loose trap.
Yeah, but if anything is loose around Greg, that shit can be hung up. They need a new one.
They got to go to boxesforsale.com.
Yeah, they need a new box.
She's
crazy. That's just not right.
You just put me on blast.
Every chance I get.
But I just feel like certain women, like, what might work for, like, you know what I'm saying, the person that was with before, and the person that went now is two different things, because everybody's different.
Yes, that is true. Everybody is different. But I'm saying, what we're trying to figure out is, are you willing to teach someone completely inexperienced?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, at first
why?
It's going to be a bit, huh?
Yeah, why? Go ahead into detail.
Like, the reason why I would teach, because it's like, I don't know, to me, I feel like teaching somebody how to please you is sexy. I mean, but that's just me. You know, so I would definitely teach somebody, you know what I'm saying, how to do certain things that I like, that work for me. So I just find it sexy, like, to actually teach a woman how to please you.
He said he's going to teach a woman how to take it.
Well, if you stay talking, I couldn't hear you.
I said,
Listen, we might as well call the producers of Saw and The Collector and get them a horror movie on about Greg LaTour. Talk about teaching them how to take it. He like the jigsaw right now. Hell no.
Hey, listen, there's a woman out there that took all that shit, and as soon as you put the head in, and they ride away, start acting up, chill, be easy on with this. I like, yo, I'm just sticking the head in real quick. How you already, you talking about stop.
Tone, you ever had that situation, Tone, where you just put the head in and the girl tried to jump to the ceiling?
Yep.
Tone.
Hey, sometimes, you know, the head going first, you know, the head opens it up. You know what I'm saying? As you're going in, it's like a drill.
Who is saying this? Is this Tone or this is Greg?
Tone.
Tone, you had a situation before where you put the head in and the girl was trying to run to the ceiling, Tone?
She didn't run to the ceiling, but she was just like, ooh, be easy, don't go too hard. I'm like, I just put the head in real quick.
Tone. She was stroking your ego.
She can stroke whatever she wants. The shit worked. I don't give a fuck. In a role to be that shit worked for me. Real nigga.
Yeah,
shit.
You was in a porn movie. You was in a movie.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, I'm done. I'm
hey, that's how porn movies work, though.
Work for what? For your satisfaction?
Exactly.
Okay, well, that's what it is.
I don't want you just to lay there and fucking just stick your nails. Give me a fucking show.
Yes, fuck yeah, my nigga.
Okay,
real
so,
shit.
So you don't mind? She can say whatever she can say whatever she want as long as it's getting you aroused.
That's it. I'm trying to get a nut off.
Okay.
Yeah, can I say something about that?
Sure.
Hello?
Sure.
Nearly. Like, to me, like, I feel, well, my mentality is different. Like, I look to get the woman off before myself.
I mean, you choose it.
Yeah, but sometimes, like, us men, I'm going to keep it a buck with you, like, we nut faster than a woman. Sometimes it takes a woman, I'm saying, a longer time to get off than we do.
Yes, it does.
You feel what I'm saying? So, with me, you know what I mean, I'm mainly, like, I will spend like a good hour eating her first, and then I go to work. Because by the time, I'm saying, like, that hour is over with me eating her, she done nutted, like, what, 3-4 times?
Maybe.
So then that's when I get to have fun.
Yeah, but Sophie, you know, you can't eat every box, though.
You damn right. You're right. Absolutely.
So sometimes
why
you got to
get intimate with something that you can't get fully intimate with?
Exactly.
But it's the same thing with a lot of women. There's a lot of women who suck every guy off. You know what I'm saying?
And again, why get intimate with something you can't get intimate with?
Hey, listen, every person you get intimate with, you don't plan on marrying. Sometimes you're just trying to get a nut. That's what it is.
No,
that's why booty calls and stuff like that exists, because when a motherfucker want a quick nut, make that call, yo, what you need from the street, I'm coming through real quick.
Okay, so I know that Greg starts off the foreplay because his dick is so long, it takes him a day to come.
Oh, Lord.
That cum reaches from the back of his body, it comes out tomorrow.
It's almost.
Wow. No comment.
Yes, something else.
No comment.
Yeah, you got shocked, like, speechless like that. That's crazy.
Not speechless like that. I just, like, I just have no comment. I was taught that if you don't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing about conversation.
Yeah, that's usually good advice that's always given. If you ain't got nothing good to say, sometimes it's good just to sit back and enjoy the sights.
I mean, y'all are just entertainment. Y'all are entertaining me tonight. I mean, you know, Greg has blessed from, you know, certain situations or whatever. But at the end of the day, I still feel like y'all blowing fucking smoke up somebody's ass. Not mine, not Ashton, but y'all blowing smoke in the air. Y'all supposed to keep fighting.
Double penetration.
What?
Mm.
What? No, I don't even understand what
you're
saying. What language was
that?
I said
double penetration.
What?
Y'all want no, you don't want one in the ass, one in the pussy?
Please, you gotta, please.
Or put a butt plug in your asshole while I'm hitting it from the back.
I'm gonna put a butt plug in your asshole.
Nah, chill. All right,
then. So now, chill. Then, what the fuck makes your ass so special that you can't have a butt plug up your ass?
Nah, why I gotta have a butt plug in my ass?
Why I gotta have a butt plug up my ass? What is so fascinating about a female ass that niggas wanna be all up in their shit?
Because you a female,
that's what I'm saying.
You trash a nigga manhood and shit like that.
I would say he want me to make him come from the inside out. He wants me to tickle his prostate. That's what I would say. You don't know what the fuck I would say, but I guarantee you, you would want to know if you could put something up my ass. What you trying to do?
Man, listen, any dude that allow you to do that is, like, is in question.
No, it's not.
That is faggotry to the 10th power.
That is not faggotry. So when you go to the doctor and you get your prostate exam, is that faggotry?
No.
I mean, y'all better start learning something before you call this show.
That's health. That's health. Having a woman.
Okay, so is it healthy to fuck me in my ass? I'm saying.
I don't do that personally, so I couldn't answer that.
Greg, you're not allowed to do that. You understand what I'm saying? You're not allowed.
I'm saying I can't stick the balls on the line in your ass. I can't shove the little balls in your ass.
You can't even shove your balls in somebody's teeth. What are you talking about?
The balls on the string. Where it's like six balls on the string and stuff in your ass, and you pull one out one at a time. I forgot the
exact
name of that shit.
I have no idea what you're talking about,
bro. Yeah, there's a string. They have this thing. It's a regular string, like a white string, and on the string is little balls. It looks like beads on the string. And you take the string, you take the ball on the string, and you stuff it one by one in the anal hole. Look it up. Go to a toy store and look it up. It's called ankle beads.
Wow.
Listen, I don't make this shit up, man. That shit is just as real as a 99-cent cheeseburger at 2 o'clock in the morning. I tell you the truth, I don't be bullshitting.
You know, I'm done. Y'all are tripping me out here.
So, Chuck, have you ever done that to a man, though?
What, rim tip? I sure have.
Oh, Lord.
Ain't never questioned in the back of your mind, like, this dude might be a little fruitcake?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, like, that shit never came, like, it never crossed your mind that maybe he liked that?
I'm gonna put it to you like this. Any man in my bed is gonna like what I you. You know what I mean? So it doesn't mean I suspected him, because, I mean, technically, it's a lot of gay dudes that look normal, like, you and Tone. And people suspect that they, like, getting fucked or fucking somebody. So just because a man is like, the question is sexuality. It's just enough to know that I'm turned on by what I'm doing, so he's gonna enjoy it because he's enjoying it.
So you're not doing no anal, child?
What?
I said you're not doing anal.
I've done it.
Do you like doing it, though?
All right, let me ask you a question. I'm about to ask you off the wall type of question just now. So if you put a strap on, right?
Yeah.
And the dude allows you to fuck him with a fucking strap on, you're not going to think anything weird about that?
No, you know what I'm going to think?
What? Lord?
I'm going to think, like, yo, that's my bitch. He let me do whatever the hell I want to. I'm not going to do that. That's exactly what he is.
That's a motherfucking bitch hoe. That's exactly what he is. He's right.
Where's the mother?
Men that are my bitch without me.
Hey, listen. I'm a freak to the 10th power, but I ain't letting no bitch put nothing on my ass, man. Nah, that shit not working. I don't give a fuck that bitch Beyonce. That shit is not working.
Hold on, because we about to go to a new level. Now, Tone.
I'm all tight and nasty, son.
Okay, now, Tone. Now,
I'm a doodle maker? That's disgusting.
Here's my question to you, because you opened up this door with you know, certain things. So, what's the difference between you and your other ego lifestyle versus a normal lifestyle?
I'm a respect,
or...
Well, you know my other lifestyle. I told you what that is. That's just the inner freak in me that I have.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
People might be like, okay, well, then, you're a respect.
Yeah, but that's just because I like getting good fellatio. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going around talking about, yeah, I want you to stick me in the butt, too. Nah, that shit don't rock.
Okay, but when you say you want good fellatio, when it's coming from where it's coming from, at the same time, people may feel like you're open, your mind is open to try other things, because if you're getting fellatio from that situation, who's to say one day you might not want to be the person giving them something? You know what I mean? We got a lot of noise in the background. But I'll bring him back in a minute. But, I mean, but do you understand that question, though, Tone?
What you say? I was trying to listen. I know you answered something about you getting fellatio and a woman does it or something
okay,
like that.
With your alter ego life, who's to say people are not like, okay, you may be suspect, even though it's just getting head. Who's to say that one day you may not want to be the one giving them some dick? You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, sometimes, especially when that other side comes out of me, there's no saying what I might do.
Okay then.
But I know that 99.9% ain't nobody playing in my ass.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this: when you are getting fellatio from that person, have you ever had feelings of wanting to just turn them around and hit it?
Be honest, I did.
And what happened?
You did it. Yeah, I hit it.
What? Hold on.
He told me that months ago. I thought you knew.
Oh, no. Hell no. Wow.
Yes.
Oh, okay, so, what did, I mean, oh, God, you're going to open up a whole new world for me. A whole new world.
Oh, how you think saw that?
What happened?
I didn't know you didn't tell her that.
She never asked. Because when we spoke, we just spoke about on just the fact of getting head. I told you about it because we had a conversation about it over the phone. Remember? I never really had a conversation with her off the line.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Okay, now it changes everything. Okay, now, what happened to make you go to that next level?
He like loves bad bitches. That's his fucking problem.
Exactly. There's a bad bitch, though. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker walk around here and put some real bitches to shame. Talking about, damn, his hair looks better than mine. And I paid for mine. Exactly.
Now, how did it feel versus, okay, let's make a comparison. Ass and pussy, did it feel, I mean, how different did it feel to you?
Well, the ass compared to the pussy, the ass felt mad tight. It felt like a perfect fit.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. So, for the females that you said, like, when you put the mushroom head in, they have problems, did the Kishi have a problem with the mushroom head when it entered?
That motherfucker was yelling.
Oh.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, I'm going to bring Greg on. I'm not done with you yet. Greg!
What the fuck? Yeah, that's some wild shit, bro. I'm at work right now, and I'm like, shocked. What the fuck?
Oh.
That's crazy.
You really can't be shocked, though, because it's only another step further into what it is. Be shocked that it takes a little longer to get there. You can't be shocked if you know what I'm saying? Like, he likes that type of stuff.
No, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, so, I mean, of course, if that's going to happen, that's going to happen, and eventually more stuff is going to happen. He can deny it all he wants to. It's going to happen.
Nah, I'm telling you, that's just like saying if you smoke a weed, like I heard this years ago, right? When I was like 19 to 20, I started smoking weed, right? And when I was smoking weed, I remember this OG nigga was telling me, like, oh, that's how it starts. You want to start smoking weed, then it's not going to work for you no more, and then you're going to want something stronger like cocaine. And I told her, I said, nah, I'll never do that shit. Because motherfuckers be like, trust me, you always going to want something
stronger. Like, a lot of people say, like, weed is like a gateway drug. Eventually,
yeah, you're right. But you know what, though? It never got there because I ended up not stop smoking weed. I stopped smoking weed, and I never touched another drug after that. So that's what I'm saying. I know if you have a good ego, it takes a lot. A lot of people who do that, a lot of people are weak-minded, like, yeah, let me try that, let me try this. I know my limit. Everybody has, that's the way you survive out here. That's the limit. You know what I'm saying? And I know my limit. And my limit is that ain't nothing going in my ass. You know what I'm saying? I know that shit is definitely not going down.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do my dicks up. I'll fuck them in the ass. But ain't that shit happening over here?
That's okay.
Wow.
And then, like I said, that's an alter ego that appears every now and again.
You're schizophrenic?
Okay, it's too much noise in Grand background. Pull back on hold. Now, Tom.
No, my bad, y'all.
What you say now? Yeah.
Yeah, now don't put me on hold. I'm Gucci.
Okay, no. It's too much noise coming out of your background.
Yeah, I'm at work. I'm doing inventory and shit.
I know, but your noise is interfering with the radio. So.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, I'm putting you on hold, and then I'm coming back to you.
Oh, all right, okay.
Okay. Now, Tom.
He said, if he's schizophrenic, that's so crazy. Why you gotta be schizophrenic, though?
I don't know what that is.
I love
that. Because you said you got an alter ego, split personality.
so that's why he says schizophrenic. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of people who have alter egos. You know what I'm saying?
Uh huh.
So.
Beyonce and Sasha Fierce.
Listen. Everybody has a personality about them. Everybody has that ego that comes out of every now and again. And
mm-hmm.
I might tend to swerve in other lanes sometimes, but I'm not letting go of nothing in my ass. Yeah, I go find me a train to get my dick sucked. Might fuck him in the ass or fuck her in the ass like it's supposed to be. But that shit ain't coming in reverse, though. You know, I just keep it in the 100. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God. Hold on. My sister, Janae, is on the line. Princess Nay, Tom, you remember her, don't you?
Who?
Princess Nay. She was, like, my first co-host.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Oh my gosh, like, wow. I think I'm like in a state of shock. Dude. Wow. I think I need to go to church and pray on that one.
I'm just shocked because you know me. When Tom keeps it so real, all I can do is ask him my questions that I can't ask nobody else. Like,
well, was it good?
Hell yeah, it was good. I fucking bust a hard nut.
Did you? So would you do it again?
I don't know if I'll do it again. I mean, like I said, that was something that was just, you know, that was, it, motherfucker had a fat ass. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That ass was pumped.
Oh, God. Hold on.
Did he tell you that it just only took it that way, that it didn't like vaginal penetration, so that's how you ended up doing it like that? Or did you just
I eventually knew what it was. I knew what it was, but I was just, you know, I was curious.
Oh, you.
But Tom, didn't he still have his dick, Tom?
Huh?
He still had his dick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he still had his dick. There was no vag. There was no vag.
Oh, wow.
He knew what it was.
Just mute me. Put me back on mute. Oh, sweet Jesus. I'm about to holler.
Hey, Ashton.
He was ball bumping.
Tom was like my, he was like my dude, Kendrick Lamar. He was like, boy, you know you want this dick.
No, people need to recognize that it's a lot to this. Like, it's not, you know, it's a lot to this.
No, this is, now see, I mean, this is what I love about Tone. He done opened up the floodgates because it's like I'm going to always ask the questions that I can't ask other people because people don't be honest. So my thing is, okay, Tone, with your alter ego, you get head from the trainee. So who sucks dick better? A man or a woman?
I mean, like I told you before, some of my best blowjobs came from a tranny.
Oh, hell no. Nah. I'm upset about that. Motherfucking man ain't a felony like mine.
I mean, don't get it wrong. I've had some women give me good head, but I mean, I've had some trannies that gave head
just as good as a woman, maybe even better. And that's the shit that had me going bugging on the head, like, yo, this shit is crazy. You know what I'm saying? You act like a woman, you look just like a woman, and you give a head better than a woman. Which you're supposed to be a woman, though. You know what I'm saying? And this is why you have a lot of guys out there, they ain't going to admit to it, but there's a lot of dudes out there who done got their dick sucked in tranny. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like anything else. If nobody was fucking with these motherfuckers, they wouldn't exist. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker ain't gonna come out and say to me, I could care less. You know what I'm saying? Because you gonna like me or you not gonna like me. You know what I'm saying? To me, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I just keep it real, trying to make other dudes more comfortable. Like, yo, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? We all know you wanted a female, so sometimes that's the closest you could get. Sometimes.
Oh my god! So the ass
so,
is better than the pussy.
So yeah. So Tone does not label himself. You understand what I'm saying? Tone does not consider himself gay, bisexual, or anything like that. And when he mentioned before in the previous shows that he let the tranny suck his dick, he was like, keep in mind, I don't consider myself gay. How do you feel your alter ego? Does your alter ego have a sexuality? Is your alter ego gay, bisexual, because your alter ego will fuck a tranny in their ass?
Like I said, I'm not thinking of it as it's a tranny. I'm treating it as what is supposed to be a woman. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when I'm getting head, in my mind, I'm getting head from a woman. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's supposed to be, right? It's supposed to be a woman. The nice long hair, makeup, titties, ass is pumped. It's supposed to be a woman, right?
But do they have a 5 o'clock shadow? I mean, like, it's supposed to be a... But then when you look down, how can you get past the set of balls? I mean, I'm stuck. Hold on. Before you answer that, we got Big Head on the line.
Completely floored by this conversation. I'm going on the record and say I totally disagree. Whoa. What's going on, everybody? All right?
But my thing is, how are you going to disagree unless he didn't try it?
Okay, but see, what you trying to tell me is that it's okay to fuck a dude, because regardless of what the doctor did, it's a man. It's a man. God don't make mistakes. God wanted him to be a man, not for him to be a woman. So, you know, I mean, Twitch is on, you do what you do, but I don't pass judgment, that ain't what I'm here for. That's just not no shit I'm gonna fuck with.
Right, that's right. Just like, you know, Toe said he would never take nothing up his ass, but you can't say that because you never tried it.
Nah, but I know that shit's definitely not happening.
Well, I'm gonna tell you again, yeah, that shit ain't finna fucking happen.
Okay, Tony, I have a question for you.
I mean, it's a dude, because, I mean, this woman can't get pregnant.
Hey, I'm not trying to impregnate nobody. I'm just trying to get it better.
I mean, hey, all that shit good. It's fine. tranny rate is up really fucking high right now. So
Tone would have a field day in Atlanta.
Oh, not in Atlanta.
Tone would have a field day in Atlanta.
But see, what I'm saying is, there's so many trannies out here, and there's some good copies out here. I ain't gonna tell no lie. I've seen some where a nigga be like, wow, if I was, you know what I'm saying, if I wasn't paying attention, this one might have got me. Shit, I done been in the club, no bullshit. We was in the club, shit, me and I had a few of the homies who were going squad or whatnot. We was in this club called Elysium, and there was this training was in there. And I knew it was a training because I was a bouncer before I started doing personal security. So I watched this thing go through its change, you know what I'm saying? Like, I remember when the ID said male, and I remember when the ID switched to woman. So I know that this is, this is transsexual in the club, and it's kind of bold because I got to watch other men who aren't aware of the situation. They howling at it, buying them drinks, and then I've had to kind of look at it as, well, that ain't my place. Should be running up like, dude, that's a man, because, shit, I know if I, that could become a very violent situation.
But how do you know maybe it might be the same thing, like you do with the training, with the training.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't judge nobody. You do what you do. And I need to get back to my point. The point I was trying to make is I don't even talk to women if I feel like they got a strong face. Like, she could be all 100% female. But if that bitch face is strong, cuz it's a wrap. I don't want no bitch with no jawline strong as mine.
You got some chicks out here who got some tough looking faces.
And those are chicks that won't get hollered at by Big Head. And you can ask any one of my homies, and shit, any one of the females out the Goon Squad too, they'll tell you Big Head will talk to you like, that bitch might be cute, but she got a strong face. I ain't fucking with it. I'm straight. that, oh man. I thought I was calling in to comment on the other goddamn topic. Do you want a bitch that's experienced or not? I done walked into a whole nother monster.
I know. Big Head, call that doc, because we have Madam Miska on the phone now.
You said you got who?
We have.
Hi.
She's a big. Good friend, like not bitch. She got big titties, but she's a fuck it. She's a homegirl of mine. I'm just done right now. I'm just so fucking done because I just can't believe that a man sucks dick better than a woman right now. But that's just from one person.
Hey, I'm, you know, I guess I'll never know.
How you doing tonight, Adam?
I'm doing good. What's up with you guys?
Yeah,
I'm 100.
So what's the topic of discussion?
I felt like I was in the dark aside from some of the listeners that, you know, aside from liking to get head from the trainees, that he actually went on the other side and fucked one. And I'm just like, wow.
So how was it, Tone?
It was good. It was all right.
It was all right.
Yeah.
So you went and had sex with a man, and it was all right?
Oh, man.
It was a man. It was a tranny.
A tranny is a man. Just disguised as a... Just highly disguised as a woman. A transgender is a man who is a woman who used to be a man. You have sex with a man who dresses like a girl. That's a man. That's a trans. That's
a man. Woman,
so it's not. Unless they were born with a cervix and a uterus, they're not a woman. If you had sex with a transgender and they had the sex change, that's a man girl. But you had sex with a man.
Nah, that motherfucker had titties and everything.
All right. What does that
but
have to
no
do with
cervix? No uterus.
Anybody,
anybody could, yeah, anybody could get breast implants or whatever. What I'm saying is you had anal sex with a man.
That's
what you want to look at. To me, it has to be a woman.
Y'all listening, bro. Y'all
hearing the... I mean, to each his own. I'm not mad at you. Just, like, I'm glad that you're owning it. But, yeah, like, you have sex with a man. Like, a transvestite is a man who dresses like a woman. A transgender is a man who transformed into a woman. They took their penis and cut it off and put, and then, you know, their nutsack and created a vagina. But you didn't have sex with that. You had sex with a man in the butthole. That's different. So in actuality,
that's what you want to look at it.
It's not how I'm looking at it. It's what you said it. You had sex. I mean, it is what it is. What I'm saying to you, I know you, like, a couple of times. I know that you like to have sex with girls. You just need to be free and tell the truth with the girls that you have sex, that you like to have sex with men and women.
I shouldn't have to because it's two different personalities.
Oh my goodness.
You know what I'm saying? When I'm with a woman, I'm with a woman. I'm who I am with a woman. Now, if I decide, okay, you know what, I want to go down that other road tonight and find me something, go on a little hunt, or maybe make a few calls, then that's something different. I shouldn't have to be on a date with every woman and be like, yeah, well, you know.
I'm not saying being on a date with a woman. I'm saying when you have sexual partners and you get intimate, you should be honest and tell women that you have sex with them.
But I shouldn't have to because I use protection. You know what I'm saying? I use protection. You know what I'm saying? I'm not raw dogging out here. You know what I'm saying? I use protection.
But still, it's the moral situation. Some women, regardless of their women, like a woman, I personally am not having sex with a man that has sex with men, is what I'm saying to you.
Unless you know... that the guy, unless the guy come out and
I'm
tell
gonna
you,
vet
you
him.
To know.
I'm gonna
gotta,
vet him. Maybe the women that you deal with don't have access to private eyes and stuff like I do.
You should be honest.
Crazy. How would you feel if a woman that you think you're having sex with a woman and you find out that she's a man?
It happened before. I was getting head. I thought it was a woman and it turned to be a dude. That's how this whole shit started. Yes,
wait a minute. So the first thing is you got fellatio performed on you from a transvestite, and you thought it was a woman. Then you found out it was a man, and you continued
right.
on. So that means in essence you're bisexual.
Listen, that's your opinion. I can't knock your opinion. You know what I'm saying? I know what I do out here in these streets, and I know that
you're bisexual. You need to
admit,
you're bisexual. You like men.
I don't have to tell a woman that, oh, yeah, by the way, I like doing X, Y, C because you got a lot of straight homo thugs out here who are fucking.
But that's what you are. You're a straight homo thug.
Now, I'm not a homo thug because, first of all, I'm not a thug. You know what I'm saying? I'm not
all right,
a homo
well,
thug.
You're a straight man who likes women and men. You're bisexual.
Homo thugs are out there fucking the same kind of thug nigga that they supposedly
okay.
bang
so
with. That's
the only
saying.
Difference is they're fucking a dude with a Caesar and you're fucking a dude with a wig.
Nah, trannies I had sold in virgin 100%.
Oh,
all right,
all right. It doesn't make a difference.
You understand what I'm saying?
But hey, you're listen, bisexual.
When I look
question,
on the menu...
Question, was it better with the woman or the man?
What?
Was it better with the woman or the man? Tell the truth.
It was good with the tranny. I've had some good with the woman. What is this?
You have got to be fucking joking with me.
okay.
There's no way that you're going to tell me that manufactured pussy tastes better. It feels better than regular pussy. Like, there's no way I'm going to buy that, but I got to take your word for it because I'm not about to try it neither. picture. It's manufactured, so there's no way that it even compares. It's not real. Like, you got to be hitting air when you go in there. Like, what the fuck?
Listen, the same
only
way
difference is
woman,
only difference is you're having sex with a man in his butt. You versus having a sex with a woman in their butt. You're just having sex.
It's the same way.
You're
gay.
Hey, hold on before we get back on the regular topic.
Wait a minute, hold on. I got another call. This is Touch from Brooklyn, Bronx. Hi, Touch.
Oh, man.
Oh, Chuck is eating this shit up. She having a ball with this.
My damn shirt is so wet because I'm laughing and sweating so much. Hi, Hurt.
You said you wet?
I'm good, Mom. What's good?
You got something to say?
Yeah, that nigga's in the closet.
Thank you. Thank you.
There's no if and betweens. You either smoke crack or you don't smoke crack. You know what I mean? You're a crackhead or you're not a crackhead.
Hey, Cole,
thank
where
you
from, man?
He's from New York and he's telling the truth.
Everybody's preference is everybody's preference. I'm not here to judge nobody because I'm not perfect. I don't play on that side of the fence. But if you play on that side of the fence, that's you, man. Own that shit.
Thank you. He's not owning it.
You
I'm
can't.
Glad
you
I got
can't. Niggas in prison say the same thing. Cause I ain't fucking a nigga. I'm not gay.
They ain't gay as fuck though.
Nigga, you get fucked by a nigga. You gay.
Hey,
you're
I mean,
gay.
You
thank you.
You gay. You gay.
Why,
anytime.
Why
anytime.
You say, nigga,
with
you
the same
crack,
sex.
You smoke crack.
If,
ain't no
if you sleeping
ain't
with
no,
the same
ain't no gray
sex,
area.
There is none. You sleeping with the same sex. You gay. There's no way around it.
Thank you.
Whether it's oral, whether it's a hand job. It's I'm done.
He had both. He had oral and he had anal.
I'm done.
With a man.
Yo, Tony.
That's because they had a $500 weave on that you had
yo, listen,
with a man.
For you to just come on here and say that, I'm going to take my hat off to you. Because a lot
thank
of
you.
Dudes will not do that.
I'm taking my weave off him.
My thing is, what I'm saying is that there's a lot of dudes out there who get down like that, but they're not going to say, like I said, if motherfuckers wasn't fucking with these trainees like that, they wouldn't exist. There's a lot of people
out there. No, I'm not saying that.
Let me ask you a question.
We're not saying that.
So
you're just saying that you don't own what you're doing. We're not saying that. He and I are saying
that. How can I not get not to see? How can you say I'm not owning it if I'm here professing?
No, because you keep saying because I'm saying that you're gay or you're bisexual and you're saying no, you're not because they had on a $500 weave. So what? You had sex with a man. Period. End of story.
Yo, so
like boy, it's all good. I'm not mad at you.
No, when you get ahead for them, do they like? Do you use a condom or you don't use a condom?
He's not using no condom. Let's keep it 100. He's
no,
eating all
I'm
in that
asking.
All in that $600 wave. All
I'm
in that $300 silicone injections
so
because
if
a lot
not,
of transgenders they don't have
that's how it gets back to
straight
niggas. You know what I mean? You sleeping on both sides of the fence. You deal with this one over here. Then you take it back to a straight chick, and she take it back to the
that's
next
how,
chick.
That's how sexual transmitted diseases transfer. Whether you use condoms or not, you still got oral sex. The person
yeah.
might have a mouth sore. Like
no,
you know?
So the sexual transmitted diseases is a lot of these broads out here is eating other broads' boxes, and they ain't using no protection. Yeah, so they didn't want to
true.
Throw the kiss they can.
Hey, whether it's a woman and woman and man and man, cuz
it's
gay.
It's not right.
So, the STDs come from bitches carpet munching just as well as it is dudes.
I'm
going to
tell
like,
you, I'm going to tell you, man, it's a double standard because I'm with that woman on woman stuff. But that man on man stuff, man, no bueno.
I mean, ain't no man gonna turn it down being with two bitches, but I mean,
them chicks. Listen,
I personally, I don't understand the whole gay shit. Like, bitches say they don't want a dude, but they go and get a bitch that looks just like a dude. Like, if you got two girly girls,
I don't understand
them
either.
Yo, listen.
Like, if you with a motherfucker who look like a nigga, she putting on the strap on, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want some dick. Why not get the one with the vein in it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Get you a fat boy.
Well, gay men do that, too. They get with the ones that dress close to women, so...
No, but what I'm saying is he's a gay man, and he's denying that he's gay because he has sex with women, too. So therefore, he's bisexual. He's not only that he's gay. That's what I'm saying. Just be gay. And flamboyant. It's all good. I'm not mad at you. Just be honest with your partners, your sexual partners, is all I'm asking.
So are you sexual?
Right now,
are you
Brooklyn has the highest rate of stuff right going around right now in New York City.
So,
are you honest with your partner? Or is it don't
I bet you there's more females out here burning niggas than niggas burning females. Why? Because you got chicks out here who's kissing and eating more boxes than more niggas. They coming home and want to suck their man's dick after she done had.
Tony, you can't be serious right now. You're not going to tip the scales on women because you're a man sleeping with other men. You're not going to do that. You're not going to do that tonight. You're not going to tip the scales to try to get it away from you. We're not talking about carpet munching right now. We're talking about you and how you get down. We asking you, are you honest with the women, the birth women, that you get encountered with being that you like to sleep with other men?
Are you going
to
go tell some nigga you like sleeping with women?
Sleep with a woman, yes, I will tell that man I slept with another woman because he may like that shit and he may not.
But
that's
is that the reason why you mad? Is that the reason why you mad? Because they sleeping with other women? So you go sleep with other men?
I'm not mad about nothing, but my thing is, you know, she talking about that, if I'm using the condom or not. Let me tell you something. I know plenty of chicks who sleep with other women and don't use
But we don't care about that. We talking about you. Okay, we're talking about you. You opened your book, your category of denial that you're having sex. You're saying because she has a $600 weave and she has breast implants that she's not a man. You're having sex with a man in his ass. You're taking your cock and put it in another man. The man lifted his balls up and you put it in.
I'm
going to
be sick.
Yeah, man. Hey, so many details,
I'm gonna
please.
Be sick.
It's not... I think we had enough of the training part, man. I'm trying to talk about experience, bitches, and unexperienced.
But just own it. You're not. There's nothing wrong with being gay, homosexual, lesbian, whatever. But just own it. You're not owning it. You're saying, because they, you're making excuses because they have breast implants and they're pretty.
That's how you feel, though. That's
no, it's not how
feel.
I feel. It's the truth. You know what you're
but
in.
You're the only one. You're the only one on here talking about what.
So everybody's talking about you on BBM,
own.
Sir.
Girl, she ain't the only one, my nigga. I bagged her up 100%. Oh, it's snowing like a motherfucker. I gotta go around the corner.
We have another caller. 202. What's up, Dahlia?
Hey, Chuck, you a shit starter.
Hold up.
Wait a minute.
I'm just.
Let Tom put his dick up in it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Okay.
Y'all ain't right, man.
What's going on for the $600 weave? And you know the sad thing, you're making excuses talking about women are carpet munchers and this, that, and the third. But then
and
that's actually, you're the original carpet muncher because you're a fraud because you carpet munch and you crack berries. You're everywhere.
Crack berries.
Hey, Shorty, what's your name again?
That's Madam.
Hey, where do you live at?
I live in New York City, and I'm flabbergasted because I'm just like, he's not owning it. I have tons of gay friends, and they own it, but that's what I'm just saying. He's not owning it, and I don't respect people like that. Like, if you're going to be with a man and a woman at the same time, fine. He doesn't want to disclose or whatever. But he's saying because the girl has the transvestite, transgender, whatever, has boobies and ass and a $600 Remy version hair in there installed in their head and some good lip gloss that he feels that they look like a girl, that they are a girl. I don't think so. If they don't have periods, they ain't a girl. If they can't make babies, they're not a girl.
There's a lot of fat niggas with boobs, too, man.
All right, well, I mean, you probably do have sex with fat boys, too. A lot of transvestites are fat. You just don't, they're just fat. They, you know, that's why you think they have boobies, because it's fat. But you're having sex with
them. There's a lot of slim, medium trannies out there.
Yeah, but the moral story is you lifted a man's balls up and had sex with him.
You lift his balls up and had sex with him?
And then you went back a couple of weeks or maybe days or hours later and had sex with a woman. That shit is totally whack. Not cool. At all. All
right, my bro's in the car like, bro, what the fuck kind of conversation are y'all having?
This is, to me, I understand exactly what Madam is saying. And I mean, Tone, I respect you for being honest, but at the same time, it's like, it's just to be honest about what you're doing. Carlos, you're on the line.
What's happening?
Hey, Mr. Corleone.
Hey, you know, I ain't been on the show in a while. I've been laid back taking care of some business, but I had to get on. Bro, you sick, man. It ain't nowhere in the world. I mean, you know, but that's your life, so I can't really call you that. But I agree with the madam that if that's what you're doing, because, see, you might get to fucking with somebody that I'm fucking with. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
And then I'm getting all your shit coming through me.
That's only thing I'm saying.
That ain't cool. That's called, and then what they call that is proxy. So
that just didn't sound right.
All I'm saying is
he should be honest. He's not being honest with himself because he's making excuses that the man girl got boobies. So what? That's still a girl infection.
Sum it all up like the brother said, like he can't see. I work in the gay club with gay lesbian women sometimes, and I ask them the same thing, like, what you see? Why you got a motherfucker that look like me, but is really a woman? And I heard y'all talking about that, and I could say that same thing about a man, like, even though that motherfucker look like a woman, he putting on a facade, he's still a man.
That's the only issue I have with him. He's not being honest with himself or with us.
And then for
him
to say
not
that
being
you
honest,
ain't gay, that's crazy. You
no,
gay.
But he is. But listen, he's having sex with both genders. That's gay.
He gay and a motherfucker doing that.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's it. That's his choice.
A person like me might come across a girl that he might have dealt with, that might have dealt with a guy that you would have dealt, a girl that you would have dealt with, or vice versa. And we turn around and we got all connected because Tone don't want to be honest with motherfuckers.
Yeah, and then you done fucked all them niggas by proxy. All them gay motherfuckers.
But nobody knows exactly who everybody deal with. You go on a date, you're not going to sit there
and run down the interview. I take my chances with a motherfucker that's straight up and down than a motherfucker who just fuck with guys like you.
It's not even about one night stands. People wake up and be like, oh, he looks good. They like, oh, I'm going to freak off with him or her tonight. And they're like, oh, I'm not going to never see him again. And then that person they freak off with has a wife and kids at home, and that wife and kids at home, or that wife might train deal with you, and you don't have sex
with
Tom.
When you go out with somebody and you ask who you've been with, you can only believe what they tell you.
Right.
So you will never know who's been with who unless motherfuckers tell you. Women lie, men lie.
I know that you are gay, and it's fine, but I don't like the fact that you're not owning it.
That's your opinion. It's not my opinion.
It's a fact.
But if
it's
I would never told you, if I never told you, you would never know.
How I first came across you, you asked me, did I have any transgender friends? And I told you, you asked me, did I have any transgender friends on BBM? And I told you no. At the end of the day, because I posed a question to Chocolate to ask on her radio show. That's how we first met.
Now, I knew that you probably, you know, probably had a situation maybe or whatever, but now you're saying, like, you're giving us total disclosure that you go back and forth. And if I'm not mistaken, the last time we all had a conversation, my partner that I throw parties with, he's friends with your friend. And I know for a fact that the guys that you're talking about, they don't know that you're a freaking raspberry grape stealer. Like, we know they don't know that. And the guys that they mentioned that are your friends are my partner's friends. You don't know who
hold
knows
on,
who.
Hold on, hold on, baby. Hold on. Baby, he asked you if you had transgender friends.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He didn't say that you got some friends. He just said
he asked me. I posed a question. I work for a radio a talk show on daytime TV. I posed a question to Chocolate. Like, listen, maybe this could be a topic because we were getting, like, a lot of viewer mail asking this because, you know, whatever. Long story short, she posed the question, and that was, you know, whatever. I called in. And basically, she blasted my BBM, my pin on, you know, on BBM, and told asked me initially.
I ain't got your pin. Why I ain't got your pin?
Asked me initially, do I have any transgender or transvestite friends on BBM? And I told him no. I honestly
well,
don't even have transvestite friends.
Transgenders.
No, I don't even. I don't. I have one transgender
well,
I ain't
talking to you,
baby.
I'm talking
here.
To dude. Is that how you attracted to his transgender men?
No, he told you that he likes boys and girls, but he's trying to make the he's trying to make it look like the girls look the boys look like girls because they wear wigs or weave.
Yeah,
and they got boobs.
Oh, those aside though, Atlanta's the spot for you, Tom.
Hey.
No, he's in freaking New York City.
They
and he's
for
running around.
For him. You can go to Japan and get a motherfucking fake Rolex, but that ain't no real Rolex. I don't give a fuck what you say. So, you know, they can look like and act like and sound like, but that don't mean it's like.
I'm just saying, like, if he's going to own whatever he is, just own it. Like, it's 2013. He needs to stop lying.
Right.
He's lying. He's lying to us. He's lying. And the worst thing is...
No, he's lying to himself.
He's lying to himself. That's the worst hater of it all.
He's
lying to himself.
I can care less. I can care less who dick he sucks. He fucking... It don't matter to me. But he's lying to himself.
He's lying to himself. He's lying to himself.
Hey, can we change the subject, though? Because y'all making my stomach hurt.
Yeah, man, I've been trying to do that for, like, the last 20 minutes. Like, man, I thought we was talking about experienced bitches and inexperienced bitches, man. What happened
to I was trying to bring it back to that subject. I really was trying to bring it back to that subject. But Madam was trying to clarify poor Cole's mind. And Cole wasn't trying to hear it. But, yeah, back to the subject. I mean, would you rather experienced or inexperienced with her?
Who's first? Hello?
Me personally, I don't care. I'd rather make new experiences with a person that's not experienced. So we make new experiences. So it is what it is.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with that.
Because now you see these people that's experienced out here, you don't even know what they're doing. They wear wigs.
You don't know who they're doing, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So I want to experience something with somebody new.
With the way y'all talking, I'd rather be with the inexperienced because the motherfuckers that's experienced might be with motherfuckers like
that's
dude.
That's what we just said. We said the inexperienced, the person that's like virginal. Yeah,
and
so
before,
you can create
and before
new
that,
but y'all already experienced, so it's going to be too little too late because either way, it's going to be out.
But it's not
his
daughter.
Before that,
I'm done. Before
that, I'm done. Before that was about,
okay.
I'd rather
that,
have
that, that inexperienced person is inexperienced because they're too scared to step out on this side.
I'd rather have the experience at first because I don't want to have to walk you through it. I want you to be able to be like, this is what it is, this is what we do. But, you know, when you get too much experience, boy, you might, you know, get bored with it and, you know, be trying some other new stuff. And that might not be my cup of tea.
Exactly. Everything might not be for you. Might have a sex with a person that's experienced, but what you try with them might be new for you and them. So that's a new experience in itself.
Yeah, cause look, I ain't playing with your butt, so don't ask to play with mine.
So good night. That's what I would say. Don't be looking at my ass like that. I won't look at your ass like that.
Man, y'all
okay,
ain't got
don't
no
be coming over here with no butt plug,
bro.
If we can't do it together. If I can't put a butt plug in you, don't look to put a butt plug in me. I'm done.
Y'all on some bullshit.
I ain't even going to say the word ass, so you ain't even got to worry about that.
That's great. Okay.
Well,
if I can't have chalk, I don't want nobody.
I might rub your cheeks, and you might rub mine, but if you get too close, I'm going to have to stop. Like, hold on, baby, what you doing now? Don't get socked in the eye.
Yeah, I say the same thing.
Oh, gosh.
And even if you be like, hey, baby, put that there, that might fit right down. Be like, nah, we ain't going to start that game, because when you ask me, I'm going to knock you the fuck out.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, y'all are retarded.
But, I mean, I swear, I love my show, because you just never know what people say. What comes out or anything. I mean,
what goes
down? Hell no. I damn sure didn't expect that to be going on when I called in. This was not the game.
I mean, but the thing is, I like how people come on here and they're honest and then they stick around and accept the comments, the ridicule, whatever comes with it. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, right. That's the whole point of a conversation.
Yeah, like, so, at the end
But, Chuck,
of the
day, Chuck, huh? Nobody was talking down to him. Everybody's just expressing their opinion.
I just love the fact how everybody can agree to disagree.
Disagree, right.
Everybody, and it's still in respectable content. Me, I'm just going to keep laughing because the shit is just funny because I'm like, damn, I guess I should have asked this question a long time ago. Mm. I'll be wondering what else I can ask other people in a week. Like, wow.
Where is Paul?
He's still on the
I'm
line.
I'm here. Yep.
So, if you had one more time to have sex, would it be with that tranny or a woman?
Nah, it would be with a woman.
Okay.
Yeah, has a dude ever piped you? Not this.
What happened?
I'm not. I said, have you ever, like a man ever slept with you?
What do you mean a man flirt with me?
Did you let a man tickle your prostate?
Have you ever had penetration from a man?
No. I haven't had penetration from nobody.
That's why he said he ain't gay.
Yeah, he's still confused.
Right. He was pitching. He wasn't catching. No, but that's why I was asking, because that's, you know, that's how they think.
His nationality is that the man had on a weave, so that's why he's like, it's cool.
Yeah, and the men in jail, since I'm the one doing it, I'm not getting it, I'm not gay. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
exactly.
I was locked
it's a delusion.
Up. Guys,
it's
like,
a delusional
nice
state.
And I used to tell him, nah, bro, you gay in a motherfucker. If you get some head, if you touch a motherfucker butt cheeks, if you got a motherfucker holding your belt loop, I don't give a fuck what it is, you gay.
Right.
You going to be kissing a motherfucker or whatever, hard-ass whiskers like yours. I'm not. What I want some hard-ass ankles for?
That's why when women's boyfriends go to jail, they need to have them tested before they sleep with them when they come out of jail.
Well, I mean,
they want to go back
to jail. I mean,
let
me tell you something, baby. I did almost 12 years, and I ain't touched nothing. I jacked off.
I'm not saying you in particular, but, like, I saw this documentary, like, 2 weeks ago by Minister Farrakhan, and he said, it's so funny, you know, minority men, they'll send you to jail. And they'll test you to go into jail, but they don't test you before you get out.
let me tell you some sick shit, though, since we on this. I was in jail with motherfuckers, my homeboys, you know. And when I say homeboys, I mean motherfuckers from my city, you know.
Yeah.
And I used to see them motherfuckers, you know, shacked up with a motherfucker in the thing and then go out and kiss their kids on a visit. Like,
woo,
that shit turned my stomach. So, like, when I came home, I got a girl. She, like, they family is like family to me, right? And we just got to talk, and she was like, "Where you?" I was like, "I was just left London." She like, "So you know, Dewey?" I was like, "Yeah." And at first, I wasn't gonna say nothing, but then I was like, "Hell no!" Nah. She like my sister. I'm finna put her up on game, and I was like, "Well, I don't know what the man did, cause I speak what I know, not what I heard." I said, I wasn't in the block with him. I can't say if he was hitting him or whatever, but he hung around with the little white dude, and you know, the little white dude was gay as fuck. And everybody said that was his boyfriend. I said, but I'm going to tell you because you like my sister. You know what I'm saying? And if
and
you're
you protecting
know,
her.
Right, because just think if he has some bullshit and he coming at, like, doing like Tone, like, don't tell him. You know, whatever you do, you supposed to, I mean, even if you married, messing around or whatever, you supposed to bring that to the table. So
right,
let a motherfucker decide if they want to fuck with you or not.
That's
let that
what
be
I'm
their
saying.
Choice.
He's not
if
giving them the option to say yes or no.
Right. Let that be their choice to do that.
He's
so
a liar.
You know, and I told on him, and there was another guy, he used to be like, I seen him. He like, yeah, tell him how we was doing it. And I was like, you really want me to tell him how you was doing it? Because, you know, you wasn't doing it like how we was doing it. I mean, I keep it 100. I try to mind my own business. I ain't got nothing too much to say about the next person's business. You can cry on my shoulder, you know, and you can whatever, you know, you can get your little frustrations out, and I listen to you. But I don't get in people's business. But in that situation, if it's somebody close to me or, you know, that I know, I'm going to tell on your ass, point blank.
Hey, brother.
It's so funny that they went from one topic to another because I have this girlfriend. She's like one of my good girlfriends, and I was liking this boy. He was like super. And he was like, he's like maybe 7-8 years older than me. And my girlfriend, I was like letting him through people that I knew like for years, like, you know, like I would consider like him, like how you consider the girl. And the guy was like, one of the guys told me, like, yo, he beat this girl up in the street. And I was like, what you mean the girl? He was like, I said, you beat the girl up for nothing. He would all come find out the girl wasn't only a girl, the girl really was a man. And he was flirting with the girl.
Whoa.
He whipped her. He, you know, the girl had nice body, small waist, juicy booty, juicy tatas and everything. And she was She wasn't a transvestite. She was a transgender because she had the whole surgery, like the Adam's apple, you know, pulled down. She had the hormone replacement therapy. She had everything. And through the thought that she was, she was, like, perfect. And the guy was really, like, you know, infatuated with the girl. But when he found out that she was, a man girl, he beat the crap out of her. Because she wasn't honest with him. That's what I'm saying. It's like
that happened to one of my friends.
Like that's only fair though.
What happened?
When I found
that story out about him beating the girl up and the reason behind him beating the girl man up, I never looked at him like that again. Is what I'm saying to you. Like that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Tone,
that's
be a little honest.
That's kind of different.
No, he just needs,
you know,
no, because
they was
it's
born,
not really different.
It, was a person, it is because a person was born with two different, I mean, they, you know, sometimes.
No.
Born,
the person wasn't born.
That's what
the
I'm
person
telling.
Was born a man, and she had surgery to become a woman.
Woman.
Tone is having sex.
Oh, well, then she ain't no
yes,
man girl.
That's
see,
what
I
I'm saying.
I got a friend that was born with two parts, and her mother.
Oh, yeah.
Her mother cut, you know, she hadn't had no girls, so her mother cut her penis off. She looked like a girl, but she, you know, she also looked like a man.
You mean her mother get cut off her clitoris?
No, she had
She had two different parts. She had a coochie and a...
I can't think. Hermaphrodite. That's the name. A hermaphrodite. When you come
whatever,
up, when
whatever
you're born
you
want with to
call
two
it,
different
that's
bodies.
How she was, that's how she was born. And her mother had two boys. She had two boys, and she wanted a girl, so she had them cut off her her stuff. This is
yeah.
how she was a baby. Now with that, when people are born like that, sometimes you can have a woman that look just like a woman, grow no hair on their face or nothing, but be born with both sexual organs. And then you can have one that be born with both sexual organs and be look just like a man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but was the woman able to have children?
I don't know. She don't have none.
Oh, well, maybe that was... That's a hermaphrodite when you're born
with two parts.
Body organs. But I'm just saying, was the woman able to have children? I mean, she's a woman.
I mean, she don't have any, but you know, like I said, she did everything like we do, like play sports. You know,
well, maybe she was just gay from
and she liked women. So you know, I don't know.
That could be the male side taking over.
Yeah, the gene.
But I can understand dude being mad, but I mean, I wouldn't beat no motherfucker up. I'd be mad, but I mean.
Oh, Lord, you've been 25 years for that shit.
If that happens, you know, that's like a racist, like. But
that's a hate crime, cuz.
That come from.
Well, I mean,
the problem with that is that come from people not researching the history they make. See, us as human beings. What we do is, like, it's like people don't even know if they like one another. We be off into the sex. The sex is the first thing. And then you be like, I'm in love, and then you be like this and that. Instead of getting to know a person, finding out about a person, and understanding about a person, and then, you know, let your feelings grow like that, we figure the sex first, and then everything else lasts.
And then
and
figure all the bullshit out. Yeah, you 100 on that one, cuz.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. You meet a chick, right?
Right.
She tells you, you know, that her family, she's adopted, whatever. So she don't know her family. You rock out with her for two and a half years, almost 3 years, before you decide, like, this is the one. Then you propose to her. And I mean, I say bad, I mean bad. Like, baddest, one of the baddest chicks I have ever seen. And you propose to her. Then she tells you, yo, listen, before we go any further, I have to tell you, I was born a man, I had to change. How do you deal with that? Because that happened to my best friend.
You know how I deal with that?
At least she was honest.
Nah, she was honest when he told
that
he wanted to get married.
She was a little late on that honesty shit.
It should have took her 2 years to tell the person. It should have took her maybe 2 months, but not, it's maybe 2 to 6 months to tell the person to get to know, but not 2 years. I'm sorry.
Let me tell you something.
Let me
be honest with you since you asked me the question. If you've been with a motherfucker 2 years and you don't know that, and I mean like, I ain't never seen no motherfucker that had sex change naked, but I know what a pussy look like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can't tell. You cannot tell the difference.
You can't tell the difference. The surgery is so good.
I'm
telling you. You can't tell the difference. I seen it on Oprah years ago.
I could promise everybody in this room right now, if she came into the club and came up, you would take her home and beat her. Because there was no way
right,
I looked like a dude.
We're not talking about that. You're talking about your best friend was with somebody for 2 years.
Meaning a man
and a woman. Every 30 days, a woman gets a monthly period. They get crampy. They get PMDD. He never seen a girl... Bought the girl maxi pads or tampons.
Come on, that don't even make sense.
She told him she had a hysterectomy.
That's the only way I can see it.
She could be on anything.
She had a hysterectomy.
I don't know.
She was on that motherfucking shot that don't let them have no period. She gonna figure out something to say.
Even if you get the shot, you get your period four times a year.
You still have a menstrual.
Hey, you got some shit going. That'll fuck a bitch up if
you
don't
have a menstrual. You still have a menstrual.
Yeah. I mean,
but some women won't tell a man that they're on their period, though.
I would have probably killed them.
You're with your man, and your man is sexual. You're sexual, and you have your period. You don't tell your man I have a period. That don't make sense.
I don't know about anybody else.
There's some people that
I don't rush into shit like that. When you rush, see, when you think with your little man and you rush into shit, that's when you get
into
problems.
You have to figure shit out sometimes.
We men, we like pussy. Don't get me wrong. I ain't gay or none of that. But I could beat my shit and get the same feeling. So I don't rush into just
for
I don't rush
money.
Into that. And all my life, I never want it. I always want the one that told me no. And I had to, you know, work for it or fight
for it
or whatever. Never been the motherfucker that been one. If I was back in my days, if you was like, hey, I want that dick right now, I'd be like, oh, no, she not getting none of this. Because if she been talking to me like this, how many other motherfuckers she talking to like this? You know,
true.
That's the way I think.
True.
That's a beautiful way of thinking.
Dolly, you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
This is crazy. I'm hearing a whole bunch of lies tonight. I'm disgusted. People need to stop. They need to come out the closet and just say what they are and just be them. Period. End of story.
Disclosure is shocking. When you tell somebody everything up front, they're the ones that's going to make the conscious decision to either fuck with you
or not.
Fuck with you.
You're right. You're
because
absolutely
I
right.
Because I let everything out here. But it's like when you don't, it's like and that's when a lot of problems come up.
I
agree. Even with, you know, like, straight people, you know, when you messing around with somebody or talking to somebody, you gonna talk about previous sexual partners or whatever else. It's just a matter of
at
being
some
responsible.
Point in time, you got to.
Exactly. It's just about, you know what I'm saying, being responsible. Like, if you can't be responsible and own up to what you're doing, then I personally feel like you just don't need to have sex. You know, like, period,
thank
point blank.
You.
Like, you just need
period
to be by
point
yourself.
Blank. You need to just be by yourself, buy yourself some toys, and just relax. I mean, straight, gay, whatever, you know, like, you got to be careful regardless because it's stuff out there.
Right.
Period point. No, if you can't own up to yourself that it is what it is, then, I mean, I wouldn't expect you to know what to tell the next person anyway. You know, like, is Tone still on the phone?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
I think it's about
Tone.
Trust, and it's about trust. Because
Tone, it's Dahlia.
You
know I keep it real with you. You know I come straight for it. From the first time
how
you
we
told
know
the
that?
Story.
How we know you ain't pulling our leg?
Look, Tone know me. Shock know what's good. Like, it is what it is. But, like, Tone, you know, when you first came on the show and, you know, you told your story or whatever, you know, I was like, okay, so you just driving around 3-4 in the morning. I mean, you wasn't looking for nothing. You wasn't, you know, like, and then when you say you were just getting sucked off by these trannies or whatever, like, to me, it was just hard to believe that as a man, you know, getting sucked off always leads to other things. And so, I mean, for you to say you didn't know that it was a tranny in the beginning, to me that was just crazy. So I figured if you hadn't hit, then you was going to end up hitting. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, but like I told you before, when I first got it, I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? And then when I found out what it was, I was in awe. Like, word.
You was in awe, but you went
like
back, Tone.
Right.
You were in awe, but you went back. So at that very moment, when you went back and you knew it was a man, and you went back, and then to the point where it was four more or five more trannies, you need to realize that you were out looking for trannies. You get what I'm saying? Like, you were out looking for trannies. There's so many women around. But you're steady getting sucked off by these trannies. You're attracted to trannies. You like men that look like women.
I have an attraction for trannies. Yeah, but my thing is that, like I said, that's just another side of me
that comes out period. I don't get up every day of the week.
But guess what,
like,
Tone?
Thailand,
guess what?
Thailand.
Okay, it's a different side to you, but it's still you. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you're trying to put that off on this switched personality type thing. Regardless, whatever sides you have to you, it still makes up one person, Tone. So Tone likes trannies.
Yep.
Tone, for instance, me, I like ice cream. I like sandwiches. Those things make up me. There's certain traits. I'm trying to put it as blatant as possible.
I'm gonna give y'all a good one right here.
He just got multiple personalities, and he likes multiple genders, period. End of story.
You said everybody what?
Everybody like Michael Jackson, right?
Yeah.
Now, the first time that shit happened, it was shame on them. But when that shit happened again and again, bro,
shame on you.
You know, it's shame on you. So when you found out the first time, Tone, it was like, okay, that's what it do. I got caught slipping. But when you going back and you actually looking for that, that's what you went to now. That's you.
I'm not caring about all that. I'm just caring that he's not keeping it 100 with the girls that he having sex with. That's what I'm caring about.
Right, but this is the thing. He's not owning up to it to himself.
It's not the business.
So we can't expect Tone to go out and tell the next person.
He's saying that he's telling us. But he doesn't even understand who's listening to this damn radio show.
Wear that shit like them bitches wear that weed. What are you saying?
You know what I'm saying? He don't know who's listening to this radio show. Who knows who and how. And like I just explained to you guys earlier, my partner that I do some events with knows people that are his friends. So you don't know who knows who. There's a lot of tones in the world.
They ain't gonna know it's that tone.
I'm not saying there's not a lot of tones in the world, but we're focusing on him. He wanted to come there and go there to let him wear it, but he's not wearing it. And people like that is scary. But honestly, while people are single
And you know, he's not keeping it 100 with himself because you got people out there who play that they're not fucking nobody just to please somebody, and then you turn around, they fucking three, four, five niggas. We get that. We understand that.
No, we're not saying that a woman that you deal with, everybody needs to own up to their shit.
Nobody has shit, whether it's you a man and you mess with trannies, or whether you a woman and you fuck a different nigga every day. I think he just went and started messing with men after that.
Well,
listen, right. If anybody owned up to their shit, the divorce rate wouldn't be so high like it is today. Why people get divorced? Because motherfuckers don't own up to what they doing.
This is why people get divorced.
Because back in the days, there wasn't a such thing as just throwing shit away. You worked at it, you fixed what was broken, and you moved on. Now, it's a cut and paste society. This don't work, I'll go and get another one that do. New phone come out, let me go get the newer phone. That's all this shit is. And it's no different than a relationship.
We're not disputing that. I'm not disputing that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that he is trying to make sense out of nonsense, is what I'm saying.
And everybody on this phone can concur. It's not nonsense to everybody on this phone except for you.
On this radio show right now, the only person that's in denial is you. Because you're the only person who's trying to make sense out of having sex with men with wigs on. Liking trannies, or you a man that's married that's fucking around, or a woman that's married that's fucking around. It ain't no difference. Hold on, just let me tell you, it's still a liar.
Okay, listen to what I'm telling you, baby, and you're going to understand it.
the whole purpose of what I'm saying is, no matter what it is, just be up front with your shit. You know what I'm saying? And you tell a motherfucker, if that person, give that person the option of saying they want to fuck with you or not, or saying, okay, you got to, like the show with Jerry Springer, Baggage. You know what I'm saying? Let a motherfucker know what your baggage is and let them decide in their head, okay, I can go with this.
I
want to
fuck with this or not.
Don't just sneak it up on them.
Listen, there's women out there that cheat on their husbands.
Yeah, but you keep saying women. We're not talking about what women did. Some woman must have broke your heart, something bad for you to be having sex with that
wig
on. Maybe.
That's like y'all gonna say.
You keep saying women, you keep coming back to women. Listen. I can't speak for nobody but myself. If I'm dealing with a guy, I tell a guy.
What man or woman you know going to go home and tell his woman or wife, yo, by the way, I cheated on you.
But what does
that
have to do with you?
But it's the
you're
same
the one
thing
having sex with men and women at the same damn time.
You're trying to say that if I'm going on a date with a woman.
You're making sense out of nonsense. She just said she likes sandwiches and ice cream. She's not cheating on the sandwich and ice cream together. She's letting the sandwich do one sandwich day and ice cream another. You having sex with men with wigs on, and you trying to make sense out of that. You're gay. Just say that you're gay. Right now, you're not saying that you're gay. You're trying to make sense. She says she likes sandwiches.
She might like a particular sandwich. She might like a particular flavor. Everybody reads things different. The same article, everybody has a different outlook. That's your outlook on
it. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because of what you say doesn't mean everybody got to agree with you. Everybody can read the same article and have a different opinion.
I'm sorry. Okay, here's my question.
You're right about that, Tone, but I got to agree with her, boy. I don't understand.
You
agree with her, and she hyped that you agreeing with her. She on here talking about thank you for agreeing with her. She hyped, so she liked the fact that you agreeing with her, so she was like, that's what she wants. She wants people to agree with her.
Sweetie, he's agreeing with me because I'm telling the truth. The point is, I'm telling the truth. You're true. You're gay. You're a homosexual. Stop lying to yourself, homie. Stop lying.
I got something to say.
You're making me mad because you're being gay and you're being sneaky and a liar behind it. I'm making you mad and you judging me. Because you're not being honest. You're not being honest. We come on the show and we speak 100% the truth.
You're judging me, though, but you're judging me.
Can Dahlia say something? I'm judging you because you're lying. You're a liar. You're gay, and you have sex with men who wear wigs. That's how you feel. Okay, hold on.
Can I get a word in? I'm just...
Go ahead, Dahlia.
Okay. Tone, okay, I'm trying to understand, you know, why you're saying it's an opinion. That's just the way it is. If you like the opposite sex, you're straight. If you like the same sex, you're gay. Or... if you like both sexes, you're bisexual. It's not really an opinion type thing. It's just a label. And,
Dahlia,
I mean, yes?
Until he's ready to own it,
maybe he doesn't want to be labeled.
The conversation is going
to
go back and forth. Everybody else
but, I
sees
mean,
it,
but
he
I mean,
has
it's
to
like,
see
it. It's like this, you know.
Yeah, this conversation
like, kind of
turned into like a ridicule more so than the conversation. Like,
mm-hmm.
It don't sound like too much of a conversation. It's just like, homie, like, you gay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But
it went from where everybody was communicating. You know what I'm
saying?
That's why I'm asking. That's why I'm asking because, you know, it's easy for us to say what we think,
exactly.
But until we know exactly how it is that he feels and how he's, you know, that's why I said I don't understand how you're saying it's not, and I'm giving him a chance to elaborate on that just because, you know, I don't understand it. But I'm not, Tone knows that I'm not going to point fingers and judge. I'm from San Francisco, so I've seen
it. The elaboration part of the whole situation is, no matter what it is, that's his business. He is what he is. It don't make no difference what it is. Only thing that she was really trying to say, and she getting upset with things about it, is just, you know,
own it.
Just be upfront. Now, you don't got to own it, but you got to be up front with it with your partners. That's what she's saying.
But this is the thing. This is the thing. This has, Chuck, Tone's been on the show just from when I used to be on the show all the time, probably four times, and this has come up probably four times when I used to be on the show. So it's something that, you know, he comes and he talks to us about and we ask questions about. And Tone, you know, he knows that I'm not going to judge him. Like, we talk on Twitter. We cool. But when I have a question for him, I'll ask him. If he has a question for me, you know, he'll ask me. That's just, he know how me and Chuck is. If we got a question, we sure going to ask. And he knows, he'll come on the show and he'll say, okay, well, here's what's going on, whatever, whatever, what y'all think, or how do y'all feel, or, you know, so he brings it up. And so you're opening up for discussion, but at the same time, even though he's opening up for discussion, we all need to remember to be courteous of other people's feelings and be courteous of everybody's mindset, because we're all not going to think the same thing.
And that's why I said what I said. I mean,
and I definitely agree.
Whatever he do is his business. It don't whether he was a full out fledged gay person or whatever. And I ain't I ain't disrespecting. That's his business. But only thing, the point of the matter, it seemed like where the conversation jumped off topic was, is I guess, I don't know, was that madam? I guess her whole point of view was that you need to be, when you do mess with a woman, you need to be upfront with your situations and let them know what they're getting into. Now, whatever you do is your business. I don't care if you like dogs. I mean, that's your business. But when you come back to the other side, you need to be like, hey, you know, every now and then I hit a dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You need to let them know. And that's the whole key of the point, the key of what she was trying to say was that. And I don't know if she just got upset because she felt like she
The reason I got upset is what you just said is because every time I was stressing that point, he was saying, well, what about women that sleep with four different men in XYZ? This is what I'm saying to you. He's not owning it. So right now, I'm saying we come on this show, we keep it 100. I've only known Chuck for a minute. The times, I can count on one hand how many times I've been on her show. And I've been totally honest every time I've been on her show. And when I'm while I'm feeling frustrated, it's because he's lying to all of us, is what I'm saying to you. He's making excuses by saying women did, but
you
know what?
You gotta look at it.
I don't
want to
know him.
Yeah.
Honestly, want some for real shit. Like, this is.
Hold on. Honestly, you gotta look at it like
he's not
too in the same situation, and that's that. Everybody, don't nobody like to be wrong, and don't nobody like to own up to
their
shit.
I'm not saying that he's wrong or he's right.
And it don't have to be sexual shit. It could be anything. When you wrong, sometimes we don't like to own up to our wrongness.
And he's not owning anything,
enable,
is what I'm saying.
We always enable our what they call passive bucks on the next. So when you were saying something to him about his stuff, and he was like, whatever women do, he was just trying to show you, and in his defense, he was just trying to show you, you can't get mad at him for what he's doing, and then the other side is doing the same thing. I mean, we got to keep it 100 if we're going to keep it 100.
And the thing is, you have to remember that everybody's reality is not the same. You know, to him, to something that, like, for instance, you know, we'll watch a movie and we'll be like, man, why her dumb self going to go over there? No, and dang, you know, but in the, you know, but she's running over there and we're looking at it like, why would she run that way? Everybody does not have the same reality. Everybody does not have the same common sense. Everybody does not have the same values and virtues and so on and so forth. So to him, what he's saying is right. It's not the fact that he's lying to us purposely or whatever. It's what he's saying. He actually really believes what he's saying, just like we believe what we're saying, because we've been through this with Tone over and over and over. And the situation started from one thing, and it's progressed all the way up into this. And his view on it has stayed the same. If you ask about his view, has stayed the same.
Have you ever knew somebody that was just a total liar? Have you ever knew somebody that was just a liar?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And see, a person to tell so many lies and tell the stories, they tell a lie real good. And then
and
what I'm saying with that, what I mean by that is,
you could tell yourself a lie and say a lie so much, you'll believe it yourself.
Mm-hmm. I get that. I get that. It's what I'm saying to you. I don't have the experience on this radio show like you guys do with Tone, is what I'm saying. This is like my second time, him being the first time we were on the show, when I posed the questions, the initial questions about trans, you know, gender, the transvestite to him.
Right.
The second time, he was talking about, check this, the second time when he was on the show, he was talking to my partner, which is a straight male, about the friends that they had in common, inviting us to a comedy show, all the girls that he likes to have sex with, the girls he treats them to a Wendy's meal, XYZ. I didn't even know
Wendy's.
He said Wendy's. He said he's frugal. He said that he treats the women to
get
a Wendy's meal, dollar meal.
He don't get
like,
dressed up. He put on polo jeans and polo jeans.
Yeah, he wears on polo jeans. He wears a rugby. Yes, I'm trying to tell you. So this is like my third time having a big, you know, whatever. So what I'm saying is the first time he hit me, then when Chocolate, he asked me about, do I have any transvestite friends on BBM? And I told him no. All right, the second time he said he had sex with tens of girlfriends. He didn't even pose the gay situation that he went back and forth. He was acting like he's, I don't know, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Now today he's saying, like you said, my reality isn't his reality. What I eat don't make him full and vice versa. I just don't like if I'm saying, if I'm coming on the show and if you ask me a question, I'm going to give you 100% wholeheartedly the truth, my truth. Now, maybe his truth is his truth. I get it. What I'm saying to you is, like, it's just a little crazy to me that he's just sitting on here and, you know, he's in denial. He's saying, oh, but she looked good. She had boobies. I said, she had a wig on. He said, no, she had on a weed. Like, he's making sense out of nonsense is what I'm trying to tell you.
But that's his reality.
That's his reality.
And he might have been horny at that time, and he was thinking with his little man, and you know, and he just, that's what he wanted to see, and he did it, you know. So you
I got it. But what I'm saying is, he makes it seem like he doesn't understand how he got to that point. Like you said, when you do something,
some people
wrong,
don't.
Shame. Some people don't.
Okay.
Okay, well, then that's why he's either a sociopath or something's wrong with him.
No,
I'm not mad at you, Tom. I mean,
he's in denial. You got to do your own thing. He's
but
in denial,
like,
period.
At the end of the day, I have gay friends that contemplated
committing suicide because they didn't want to come out to their families because they might have been a Latina or Asian or Jewish descent, which is real homophobic, or whatever, and I'm saying he's having sex with men and women, and it's like there's people out here that are struggling to be who they are, and he's just lying.
I don't, you know what I'm saying, but people are struggling and people are lying. Men and women, this is some of the same shit. He's not lying because he's telling us exactly what he's doing.
He's making sense out of nonsense. If he wants to have sex with a man,
that's his reality.
And with a woman, that's his reality.
Reality.
To each his own, that's fine.
Just like you said, just like a lot of girls that we know that are hoes, they'll say that they're not hoes.
But guess what?
You know what I'm saying?
That should make you be more tighter on your game with the motherfuckers that you fuck with.
Exactly.
You know, that's all that should make you do.
He just gave me another life over my head.
Let him do what he's doing, and that should make you get more tight on your game. It's not, you know, I always say this right here. If you love somebody, if you keep falling for the same shit, you're going to keep getting the same results. So if just say you keep fucking with a guy, and this guy, every guy you mess with, they be telling you they love you, they find the time, they married, but they ain't telling you this, right? Then after a while, you find out, right? If you keep going for the same game all the time, you don't have nobody to fault but your damn self. So
right.
What
exactly.
I'm saying, what I'm saying to you right now is, from what I'm understanding and what I heard on this phone tonight, he ain't gonna never
he coming to the show with it, but he not gonna come to his partners with it. So with that being said, that should just make everybody else get smarter with they self saying, okay, well this is what I need
to
do. You know what I'm saying? Now you know what you need to do when you get a partner or whatever, or when you get a friend or whatever, the stuff that you need to go through, whether it's take a motherfucker to get tested, you know, see whatever, 90-day rule, you know what I'm saying, Noxonil 9, rubbers, whatever you got to do, that should make you get on your game. I ain't going to sit up here and talk down to Tone about what he's doing, cause that's what he do. It just make me say, damn, I can't trust that motherfucker. So guess who I trust? I trust my damn self. So I'm going to get myself together, and I ain't going to worry about what the next person doing. I just ain't going to be going. I ain't one night standing. I ain't going raw. I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that. This stuff that I got to get because it's people like Tone that's out there that's circling around it. And from what I'm getting, he must be getting a lot of women, too, because if he's doing the women and he's doing the transvestite, so that, and then you never know what their background is and what they're doing and who they're doing. So it just make you get stronger with your own game and make you get better at what you need to do instead of grilling Tone about what he's doing, which, I mean, it's right to say you should tell your partners about your past and what you like and this and that if it's opposites and stuff like that. But if a person not going to do it, just think how many more Tones is in the world. So you got to be able to take care of yourself. You can only protect yourself. You can't worry about what he's doing.
At the end of the day, the conversation's over. Everybody's going to have their own opinion. Tone's going to live his life. Everybody's going to live their life. Like, madam, only thing, me and you on the same page. You can lie to yourself. You can't lie to me. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I'm not going to pass judgment on him. If that's his reality, he lives his reality. And that's it for me. Like, just keep that shit on the other side of the fence.
Yeah, because I see a lot of that stuff go down all the time. I work in the club with the strippers, and my friends and partners say, oh, that's $100 bitch, that's $100 hoe. And then, you know, it's like, why would a motherfucker fuck with something like that? This is my thinking in my head. If you go, you must be needing the money and hungry, so you're doing whatever you got to do to get it. So if you went with this guy for $100, how many other guys you went for $100? And some of these dirty dick motherfuckers that I be around, I would never want to go behind them. So I would never, you know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it real because I know how some guys think. Like, a long time ago, I had a friend. We grew up together, and this motherfucker was like, shit, I'm burning. I'm finna put this bitch on fire, too. Like, okay, now what if she give you something that you can't get rid of? You trying to be slick, you know, with your, you know, that's the type of mentality you got. Like, I'm burning. I'm finna burn about 10 more motherfuckers before I get right. That ain't no slick reality. So that just, I don't say nothing. I just think in my head, like, damn, this dusty dick motherfucker, I know not to mess with nothing that he done mess with. And I know to kind of, you know, I got to keep myself together. I got to keep my rubbers on deck. I got to keep my, you know, my Noxonil 9 together and all of that because I can't get caught up in that shit, what they doing. Like, I don't care about nothing else but me. That's who I care about. So I got to protect me. And only I'm going to protect me. You're not going to protect me.
Man, I can't lie. This turned out to be a good show.
Yeah, it did. It's quite. That's all I can say. I had a nice laugh. I love everybody. Hopefully, I'll see some of y'all on Friday and Saturday. Madam, when are you gonna be in Charlotte?
Saturday.
Okay. Do you know what parties you're going to?
I'll call you or hit you a BBM with the itinerary.
Okay, that'll work. I
know there's a day party that my DJ SNS is DJing Friday, but I know there's another day party Saturday. But I have it all on my computer, but I'll let you know, like, you know, before Thursday with all the info.
Okay, that'll work. I really appreciate everybody calling in. Tom, I appreciate you for coming on. and doing what you always do, being honest about your lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? Because it takes a strong person to do that, you know what I mean? I appreciate everybody calling in, handling the situation respectfully, and I just appreciate everybody calling in with their support.
You know I'm always going to support you. I've just been busy with this CDL school, but it's over with tomorrow because I'm passing this test tomorrow.
That's what's up.
You better eat that half-fucker.
It's over, boy. The school been draining me. I ain't been doing nothing but school work. It's been some days I don't even get but 2 hours of sleep. School work.
I'm sorry that school work is interfering with your tricking.
You know I don't do none of that.
Whatever.
I don't.
That's bullshit.
And they say it ain't tricking. If you got it, I got it, and I can't see it.
Mhm. We'll talk about that later.
You know the deal, Chuck. I don't even know why you perping. You know me.
Oh.
No, I ain't quick driving with the moves.
That ain't what I heard.
I take my time. We got to get to know each other.
Whatever. Y'all men just, y'all lie for no reason. Y'all got, like,
carpet. That's what you think. I mean, just keeping the 100. Nah, I ain't even going to go there on the show tonight. We going to, you right, we had a good night tonight.
I'm so glad you called in. It's been, like, over a year since your tricking ass called in.
Yeah, it's going to be a long time again. But, you know, you kept blasting on BBM, and when I heard what you were saying the last time, hell nah, I got to get on here and say something. I put the damn CDL test book down, like, it's time to call in for a minute. But I don't take my test at 12:30 tomorrow, so I don't got to get up early or nothing. I'm good.
Okay. Well, I want to be on the show Friday because I'll be at CIAA dancing, probably drunk. With my legs closed. Yeah.
With your legs closed? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That nigga said,
your legs
right.
Don't even close when you walk.
Whatever. What you fail to realize is, until I came to New York, I hadn't had in a very long time because, you know, I had surgery and I wasn't doing a lot of stuff, so. Yeah.
I love New York.
Yeah, I love New York too, and they love me. Yeah.
New York, get ready for me, because as soon as I get in the truck, I'm coming to New York.
They don't
I got people in every borough.
They don't want you up there. You need to go to Detroit. That's where you need to go.
Detroit, you know, that ain't nowhere for me about, 4 hours?
Yeah. Detroit, they doing some different stuff up there, so you might need to go check them out.
Detroit is in
what
a
kind of different
stage
stuff they
right
doing
now.
In Detroit? What you know that I don't know about?
They're in a rebuilding stage right now. They're getting rid of they got a whole lot of contractors out there. You know, I mean, you can get some money up there right now, too. They knocking down all the old abandoned buildings and all that stuff. They trying to rebuild the city.
Yeah.
I got a couple homeboys that got a couple businesses up there. They, you know, they getting them contracts and they with the city and stuff, knocking down abandoned buildings and stuff. They trying to uplift it like they doing every city. You know how they do it, knock the projects down and put some high dollar shit up in there. They trying to move all the blacks into the suburban areas. And, you know, the white folks is getting down in the, you know, like in the downtown
and
area.
In the city, they trying to get up in the downtown, man. It's a power shift going on right now up here that a lot of motherfuckers ain't paying attention to that shit to see it happening right in front of their eyes. They taking their houses from them.
I think we the last city that like when you go downtown, when you say downtown in the city, you think about malls and this and that. I think we the only city right now that like we got hoods downtown, and they trying their best to clean it up and get them out of there,
and all the doctors and lawyers is buying the properties down in there, and they putting mm-hmm. them condos down there. But every other city I ever been to, like downtown, is where you get your issue at. You fuck up and do some dumb shit downtown, police be on your back, like left and right.
Right.
But our city is like, we call our downtown downtown, then where the, like, deep in downtown where all the malls and all that stuff is, we call that uptown.
Right, right, right. Well, see, well, like in the city, man, these people don't even see this shit happening, man. They, you know what I'm saying? They airing all this stuff, man. Detroit been fucked up, man. I ain't gonna tell no lie, man. There's a lot of stuff that go on here that shouldn't take place. There ain't nothing you can do about it, you know? But they taking people's cribs. Oh yeah, 100, born and raised.
Yeah,
and they taking people's houses. And then, you know what I'm saying? You can't even really, if you ain't got no cash, you can't buy no house in the city right now. Because they're not giving out no loans. No, you know what I'm saying? You're not about to get no mortgage in the city. You got to have paper. That's what it's all about right now. If you ain't got no cash to buy nothing, you can forget it. You can hang it up in the inner city. Now, you can go in the suburbs and get a mortgage on a house.
You're not doing it in the city. I used to come down Amaya Street. I have some people staying on Amaya Street. It's on the west side off 8 Mile. Or 7 Mile. Whichever one run through the west side.
Hey. Yeah, they both do. So, like, all the miles, they run east and west. And then, like, all the regular units, all the other streets, they run north and south.
Yeah, I was up in Detroit every other week.
You said Mound? What street did you say, homie?
Amaya? Yeah.
Hmm. Don't ring a bell, but you might be mispronouncing it. It's all good.
Yeah, I might be saying it wrong. It's been a long time since I've been up there. It's, I mean, over 20 years.
Damn,
yeah,
bro.
I can dig it. Oh, yeah, it's a totally different Detroit. Nah, man, 20 years. It's a whole another city. Everybody's so quiet now. I mean,
everybody gone.
You said everybody's gone?
Yeah,
everybody hung up.
I missed some. I had to set the phone down, man. I was
bullshit on the calls. You always starting trouble on the calls and shit. That's why I don't be calling in.
Hold on. My thing is, I did not start no trouble because honestly, and I'm just keeping it all the way 100. In a way, I feel like if you go one way in that situation, it's just a matter of time before it transpires or escalates to something else. You feel me?
I agree.
So when I came out and asked them the question because they opened up that subject, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, when I asked the question, and they said yes, and my co-host already knew that they had been there, and they thought they had told me, I was done, because then it was over. It was a wrap. I mean, I laughed for like 30 minutes, because I'm just like, well, that's
the fuck did.
You let a tranny suck your dick, and then you fuck one. It's just a matter of time before it be fucking you. It's going through them cycles.
Well, either which way it go, you still...
I did not start that. And then when Madam got on the line and was just like,
oh,
know,
man, she just went for the guts. She went straight for the guts.
She had started getting the attitude. And I was trying to tell her, like, I mean, you can't be mad with dude about what he do, because, like, some of the stuff that he said was true, too. I mean, women do some of the same shit. They don't keep it all the way real.
No, they don't. We'll sit there
goes both ways, but
yeah,
I understand what she was saying. Like, that's why I said what I said. Like, okay, no matter what you do, that's your business. But in the long run, if you a boy and you messing with boys, then you start messing with a girl, you should give her the option to let her know what you're doing. So give her that option to say if that's what she want to do.
That's what I understood about that.
It was none of their business.
But it wasn't nothing for her to get mad about, though. Not on my part.
I can't say that I agree that it ain't none of their business. I mean, you laying down with this person. I think they got the right to know that if you going, you know what I'm saying, you playing on both sides of the gate. I mean, the person should have that option of whether or not they want to put themselves in jeopardy like that.
I feel that, too. Yo.
But his rationale was like women do it. But it's just like, to me, it's like.
I mean, no one ever said it was okay for women to do it, too.
No, it's not. But on something like that, that's a little bit more serious because it's like you're fucking with a man and then you're fucking with a woman, but you're more so into the trainee side. So just give the woman the opportunity to be like, okay, I can still fuck with you. I know the truth. And either she do or she don't. That's just like if I'm fucking a whole lot of dudes, I'm going to sit there and tell them because I owe it to them to be like, okay, am I going to be the fifth dude that she fucking with? Or I'm thinking I'm number one. I mean, you just got to keep everything in proper perspective. But for Tone, his whole thing is that's his alter ego. You know what I'm saying? It's like he's trying to distance himself from it by saying that it's like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, when at the end of the day, it's still your dick, whether it's your alter ego or not. Y'all still got the same dick. You still got the
right.
same, still got the same body.
Right. But his reality is just that he gonna do him, and he gonna go how he do it. And that go with the same way. I mean, that go with the same way with a guy that's having sex with mass women. He ain't finna tell that the women. I mean, it's only been a few guys in my life that I ever seen that was just like, they just was 100. Like, hey, bitch, I'm fucking this bitch. You know, you my second bitch. You know. Other than that, motherfuckers keep their shit on the low low. And that don't make it right, but it's the same. But see, what we get upset with Tone at about, well, not me, because I understand. But what we get upset, people get upset with Tone is, they looking at it like, okay, like, if you in that same circle with Tone, far as around the same kind of people, if he has sex with somebody that's having sex with a man that you having sex with, you didn't mess with all the trainees, too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for real. I mean, that's how it goes. And then if you think about it, you could be a person that's only got one sex partner. And if your sex partner is having sex with mass different motherfuckers, and just say y'all doing it raw. Just say y'all like on that relationship type thing and y'all raw. And he or she might not be protecting himself when they with them, because he or she might have multiple partners that they got feeling like they in a relationship, right? Then you having sex with all them people.
Yep.
You know? Every last one of them you having sex with.
Yep.
So that's the reason why she was getting upset, because she's saying it like, and I heard in her voice, but I'm like, that's why I said what I said. Like, you can't be mad at dude because a lot of people do it, men and women. It might not be on the gay sexual side, but it could be a motherfucker just got mass partners. So only thing that can make you do is straighten yourself out and be most protectful of yourself.
Yep.
Now, if you ain't protectful of yourself, you don't have nobody to blame but who? You.
Can't nobody cover your ass like you can.
Hell no.
You gotta CYA. In every situation that you in, you cover your own ass. I don't give a damn who your homie is. You know what I'm saying? You self-preservation is the number one. You know what I'm saying? The first thing a person gonna do is say they self. Then I can worry about helping you. If I'm good, I can help you. But if we both fucked up, how can I help you?
So in that situation, you just gotta look at. And some people is just fucked up, and you got to take extra precautions with yourself because you know it's people out here that's fucked up like that. You know what I'm saying? That's all you got to do. You can't get mad at a person and be like, well, motherfucker, you doing this and doing that. You can't do that. You just got to say, well, he just one motherfucker that's in my circle, you know, in the group of people that I talk to. So just think how many other motherfuckers is like that. So now that
that's
just letting me know.
Talking about it.
Right. That just let me know that it's some more clouds of motherfuckers like that. So that just let me know, hey, you got to be on your shit 100. But like I said, all my life I never been with the easy. I'd rather try to date a woman that be like,
keep telling
I can't
me
stand
no.
him. Then for the,
mm-hmm.
then to date the woman that be like, I want him bad. That's just
well,
been
I mean,
my that's been my way of life.
Well, the fact of the matter is, men. I mean, you know, I hate to say it, but you know, men like dogs, man. We love that chase.
I'd rather have a chase.
We love that chase.
I guess because my feelings about that is, if you give it to me easy, you didn't give it to
who else got it?
Who yeah. else got it easy? You know what I'm saying? It's too easy.
Like, my grandparents used to tell me anything worth, you know what I'm saying, if it's easy come, easy go. So if it's worth having, you're going to have to fight for it.
Like my partner told me, he told me some shit about, he an IT specialist, right? Mm-hmm. And he said some shit that it pertains to what we saying, but it's in the computer world. He say, hey, man, he always fix my computer when he come in town, right? He always go through it. And his favorite thing to tell me is stay away from that line wire and this and that and this. He say that shit say it's free. He said, but all the shit that it do to your computer, it ain't really free, you know.
Right.
And I use that terminology in life, like just because something free or easy don't make it right. You know, you might be, a motherfucker might have a reason for being free and easy.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get you fucked
and
up.
And not everybody, if they got something, man, you can't just look at everybody and be like, they good or they sick, man, because I've seen a couple people up here that got it, and you know what I'm saying? You can't look at them and tell they got it. You won't know they got it until they tell you.
Yeah, because it ain't broke them down yet.
Mm-hmm.
And for
I'm
real,
talking
for
about
real.
They got it.
And for real, that shit is man-made too, man.
Oh, man.
All that shit that they doing, it's the
cancer,
it's the control
all
of the population, you know. And what's fucking them up though is they was really trying to extinct us as black people. And it's you know, when shit start hitting they air like drugs, they bring the drug. We can't get no motherfucking drugs here. They get the drugs here. They put them in, like in Detroit. When I used to come up there a long time ago, we can find something to drink before we could get something to eat in that motherfucker.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? And it was a gun store on every other corner. You know, they want you to kill each other, try to extinct us, because the world is overpopulated for real. And they trying their best to find a way to how to decrease the population. That's all in that New World Order shit.
Yeah, man.
Trying
but,
to
you know,
find a way.
Bullshit because at the end of the day, man, the Most High, he don't make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I look at it. He don't make mistakes. It's a reason why
right.
so many people here. You know what I'm saying? In the book, it says, be fruitful, replenish the earth. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to reproduce. You're supposed to, you know what I'm saying? This is what it's for. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to have sex. But sex wasn't given to necessarily man or woman. It was actually a gift to marriage. And you know what I'm saying? It ain't for man and woman. It ain't for man to man. It ain't for woman to woman. It's for
husband and wife.
What? So,
And since we're on that subject, my thinking is, and I'm not always right, and I don't know everything, but I'm just saying, my thinking is that sex was for to replenish the earth. You know, sex is put here; it was something fun for you to do to reproduce. But nowadays we use sex as a hobby instead of,
yeah.
You know, we ain't trying to have no kids; we just trying to have sex. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and that ain't what it was meant for. It was meant for, you know, to reproduce. And we as people, we do it as humans. We do it just for the hobby of
it. It feels
you know,
good.
For the
it's,
fun
it's,
part.
It feels great. Right.
Right.
I mean, and that goes back to the fact that, you know what I'm saying, and we don't have family values anymore in America. Like, America sucks as far as family. Like, you know, there is no such thing as the American family anymore. I mean,
just think about it. Like, the divorce rate, we was talking about that earlier, it's already skyrocketed. Because, you know what I'm saying, all these independent women, you know what I'm saying, and there's nothing wrong with a woman doing for herself, but there's a reason why there's woman and man, and they were made to be with each other.
But I'm going to tell you something else. You know why? And I can really say this with a strong iron fist, because, like, even when I was in jail, I seen it. Like, as people, us as black people, we the only people that really, we try to, like they say, the crabs in the bucket, try to pull each other down. Any other nationality, any other race or whatever, they always trying to help each other. You know, I mean, you know, if you look at the Arabs when they come over here, they all, Chinese and all the motherfuckers, they are staying in a one-bedroom apartment, 6-7 families deep, with 4-5 kids each family, and pump up till they can go buy them a store or whatever they do. But us as black people, it's like we've been put in a certain place for so long that we don't understand how to be as to my brother. Like, I want for my brother what I want for myself. We're
right,
too great about my brother getting
back,
more than I'm getting. Or,
and it goes back to as far as when we first come over here as slaves, like, man, you know what I'm saying, from the research I've done, when we came over here, we were proud, you know what I'm saying? We were a proud race of people, you know what I'm saying? Our women stood behind the men, you know what I'm saying? They couldn't even, a black woman wouldn't even look at a white man, you know what I'm saying? But with the white, you know what I'm saying, what happened is that the slave masters, they decided that we got to break this bond, like this bond is too strong. So I'm going to go and take the biggest nigga I can find, and I'm going to break him down in front of everybody. And, you know what I'm saying? Especially in front of the women so that they can see, like, he can't protect you. He's nothing. You know what I'm saying? And it goes back as far as the Willie Lynch letters. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but the day and age that we're living in now, man, this is the final product. This is what they were looking for today, right now. This independent woman, I don't need a man. I could do it myself. You know what I'm saying?
And you know why they want it that way? Because if they got it that way and they separate the black man and the black women, we don't reproduce after so many years. What happened? We fall off the earth.
Yeah, but they can't kill us.
Yeah, I know they can't.
They'll never
to
get rid of all of them, man. But I know that's the ultimate goal. That's the plan. You know what I'm saying? And I don't give a fuck about who's listening. I mean, what I say, man. You know what I'm saying? Another biggest problem about the black race is we don't know our history. All we know is we came on a fucking boat.
And what's so crazy, we went to a Bengals game one day, and it was an African driving a cab. And I don't know how he got into it with us or whatever. Oh, he was blocking the street, and these people were trying to get past, and my little dude was like, something like, they almost got into a fight, and we was laughing at it. And he jumped out at us, talking crazy to us. Next thing you know, he came out like, he called us niggas. He told us we didn't know where we came from. He talked down towards us like
You know the reason being. You know the reason being for that, and why they, you know what I'm saying? I tell people all the time, man, I'm not African-American. I didn't come from Africa. You know what I'm saying? The African people, when they come over, they don't like us, and it's a reason for it. We were not African. I mean, that's just the bottom line. I mean, it's crazy.
But
everybody
in
the world know who the black race is except for the black race.
My beef with that is this here. Now, this is my total beef with that. Don't call me your people in one breath, and then call me an outsider in the next breath. Now, that's my beef with that.
I've never heard an African consider us African American. That was something that Jesse Jackson said.
I ain't talking about as the